All right, hey listeners, it's Alex here with another behind-the-scenes look. Today, we're going to see what Chris is like behind the scenes, so here's his dressing room. All right, let's go in and see what he's up to. Oh my god, it's a jungle in here, literally.
Alex,
oh my god,
Chris, oh my god. Don't let the door close.
What the hell happened to your dressing room?
Let the door close.
Where'd the door go?
I don't know.
What is going on?
I mean, I was playing this cursed game, and I got at the cursed store. And
why did you go to the cursed store?
I mean, the prices are insane.
Okay.
It's 75% off.
What? Okay, so how do we get out of here?
You gotta roll a 5 or an 8. Did you happen to pick up the dice?
What dice? I didn't see any dice.
Damn it, Alex. What the
I'm sorry.
Don't you know anything about cursed games?
Well, yeah, if I had known, I wouldn't have come in here.
Well, you open the door and you see a jungle, and the first thought isn't cursed game.
Well, no, it was more like cursed book, maybe.
Yeah, this happened with that book that one time.
Yeah. So we're stuck in here until someone rolls the dice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like a piece of Eric? I've been keeping him alive to carve off chunks of meat so I don't starve to death.
Alex, don't do it, please.
Thanks, but. I'll pass.
You have to take from the arm.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
She said one!
What the fuck are you laughing at?
You.
Oh, wow.
Will's gonna do it now.
No.
Start the fucking podcast, let's go!
It's been recording for 12
it's
seconds.
Place. It's
I get what's fine. No one went.
Hey! Hey, everybody! Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Today we are playing Eclipse Phase. This is Stray Thought Chronicles episode 12.
Oh, let me pull down my pants. I'll see you in Eclipse.
Put your pants back on.
All right.
That's right.
So, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Meyer.
Nope, I'm Wheelchair Jim.
Oh.
I'm Meyer.
I will.
I'm not Meyer.
I'm Meyer.
I'm not Meyer either.
I don't want to be
Meyer. I'm Meyer.
All right, there we go. Good introduction. So, last game, you guys were on Venus, and you managed to exact some revenge.
There once was a lady from Venus whose body was shaped like a
data.
Thank you for that, Ed. Managed to exact revenge on Tiffany LaFleur's father, Stardust, as she is
that's
now.
That's the water the curate gave me. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
I'm Ryan.
I'm not Meyer either.
You got it.
Thank God for that.
You would be so lucky.
Also, I definitely need to use the hand mixer right now.
We'll be right back, guys.
There we go. No more mixer. So you guys went to Venus. You fucked a bunch of shit up. You managed to kill Cole's father and steal his stack.
Stardust's father.
His father.
And you have her stack, and then you are making your way to the moon. For Strapper. So I know I said at the end of the last one that Hollywood Land was in the belt. I changed my mind. It's an O'Neill cylinder in a lunar stationary orbit.
This is literally unplayable now.
Yeah, well.
We gotta go to Luna.
You hear it on like a second smaller moon on Earth.
There's an asteroid that's been captured by Earth's orbit for.
We're cool like that.
A couple of hundred years, I think they said. I don't know.
So, did we get on a transport?
Yes.
I don't remember what
transport.
We did.
Well, you have 3 days, so you can heal all your physical damage.
Yay!
And you can make psychology rolls for your muse.
Why are you speaking of baby?
I don't know. Can we get on Moxie back?
Yes, you get on Moxie back.
Yeah.
I heard, why don't you get a magic card?
Hey, listeners!
I think they're more mad at Eric slamming the table.
I got a 63 out of 65.
Did you do what?
Oh no, I failed. I'm 60.
So your muse is
I failed.
Psychology.
Yeah, never mind. I failed, Alex.
Okay.
I
got 19 out of the thing that's higher. 60.
I failed.
Where's your dice?
In
your butt.
I don't know.
think I left him home. I found him.
I got an 11.
Who succeeded?
I did.
I haven't had
a roll yet.
How do I only have
everybody pencils?
I critically.
Oh, no, I have 22.
All right, close.
I have 7.
Eric, you can heal back 4 stress, and James can do 8.
Do I get any stress back for, like...
No, you got Moxie for that.
Okay.
Did I get rid of my trauma?
Can I borrow somebody's dice?
Oh, I guess
no, trauma. You could do the stress or the trauma.
Can I get rid of my one
trauma? Neither. I trust you with this more than I trust Eric.
Strapper.
60 out of 60.
What the fuck, Will? Heal 4.
When I said, like, 5 minutes ago, who succeeded, and you said nothing.
Because I hadn't succeeded yet, because I was giving out pencils and took my dice.
That's fair. Okay. That's what, yeah.
Strapper.
Also,
yes.
The stock market took a hit ever since.
Do you have the capabilities of creating a simul spaces?
Do I?
Shit,
no, I don't. Or, okay. I get all my damage.
Any of you have the capabilities?
How do you do that?
You would need. Like,
it's called art simul space.
Oh yeah, no.
I only have music and I'm useless.
Can I try to find somebody on the transport who
I can
does?
Sing?
No, you can't.
Yeah, I'm singing that for 50.
There's no one on the transport.
Yeah, it's still.
You can make a networking check.
Fuck the game.
what are you rolling?
Network corps or autonomous.
Well, what kind of hyperspace do you want them to make?
Simulspace.
I want them to make a simulspace of Armand LaFleur's house.
Why are you on the floor?
No, Chris doesn't have that.
I got 23 of networking out of 25.
Yeah, let me get you another pair of D10.
Meanwhile,
going by.
Meanwhile, I rolled 48 out of 50 on art singing.
Why am I going downstairs?
Can you sing a simul space?
You sing. You find someone who can design a simul space for you. Like that's a pretty simple one. which network are you using? It's gonna go. Eric, stop it, seriously.
God.
Rep.
Will, fire him now.
No, where's my rep?
I need this job.
But don't do your fire, because then...
I guess I'll use...
You want me to do a Trump style?
Here's no, 10. I said don't do a Trump style.
All right, so spend 1.
Okay.
And another 10.
Because it's easy.
I can't look at you anymore. You're fired.
Ooh. This stays in the bag.
Wow. Right. So I'll copy the...
Well, that you're going to have to find someone with an ego bridge to copy it over and upload it onto a drive. You're going to have to buy a drive that can hold the symbol space of his ego.
Yeah.
And find someone with an ego bridge who isn't going to ask questions.
Okay.
But you have 3 days left on Venus... I'll say you do. So you have your drive. What?
Nothing. I got on your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire stuck in my head. Every time you say Venus, the whole chorus replays in my head.
Your desire.
So okay. So then I guess on Venus I copy the.
Yeah. So you have a little box that has Armand LaFleur living in.
So I'll give Chris a copy.
Okay.
And then I'll put Armand LaFleur in the civil space. Can I hop in for a second?
Yeah.
Let me touch your butt.
You uploaded me into my house.
Yes, I did.
Interesting choice.
I'm not a monster.
Bull was a monster. Differently.
Bull was a monster. Tiffany was a monster. I'm not. I'm leaving you in here in relative comfort. But you should know that at any point I can have somebody turn this place into anything I want. I can send in a copy of Bull. I can send in a copy of Bull and Tiffany and have Bull kill Tiffany in front of you. There's a lot I can do. Oh. You're in my power.
So it seems.
That's really all I want you to know. And
You're going to live forever in here. And maybe I'll come back and maybe I won't.
Well, but if that's the case, get out of my house.
Nothing would please me more.
Right,
and then I'll...
You leave.
I'll rez out and I'll... put the box away for safekeeping.
What do you mean?
Well, the box has his ego in it.
Yeah.
Do you mean
like you're going to get a safe deposit box and put it in there, or are you taking it with you?
No, I'll take it with me.
Okay.
How big is the? Is it like? Is there a?
It's like a. It's probably about an inch thick, and like 3 inches wide, and like 5 wide. It's not huge, but it's running his ego and the symbol space.
Okay.
Okay. So, Elise told you last game that she had tracked down Omen to Hollywoodland, which was in an O'Neill cylinder in Lunosynchronous orbit above the moon. That was sort of like an adult Disney World. It's where people go to interact with recreations of old stars and entertainers.
What's the cap?
Why is it an adult Disney World?
Feels good.
Because you can drink and fuck them.
Oh my god. That's a
thing. You okay?
So why is it an adult Disneyland?
I bet you that if you played your cards right, you could fuck like Cinderella or something. I mean, you'd have to be like...
Yeah, but not Mickey.
No.
Here, you could fuck Mickey.
I mean...
And you don't have to play your cards right.
Sometimes the girl and Mickey.
Many? One time, when I was at Disney World, I hit my head.
Yep. Yeah, so you guys... is there anything else any of you would like to do in your last 3 days on Venus?
One time I was at Disney, a goat bit me. At least it wasn't an alligator.
Too soon.
Wow.
I don't know. I hit him.
Might do a little more shopping for some nice clothes, because I want to look really nice to go to Hollywoodland
next year.
Well, it's like an amusement park.
I still want to look really nice.
Okay.
I want to thank you all.
For what?
For what?
For helping me. You were curious. For helping me get my
Don't
life.
Don't look at me like that.
And find my life.
Well, that's just...
Go sorry. Away.
That's what friends do for each other, darling. That's what you would have done.
Why are you actually going away, Will?
I'm actually in a drink.
And now
some great role
time,
guys.
And now it's time to help you, Strapper.
Well, yes. Thank you all for helping me retrieve my seed, which is what I want and have wanted since I came into existence.
Real convincing.
Oh, well, we became friends and even...
Nope.
Family, I'd say.
Well, I haven't had very good experience with family, but...
That's old family.
Oh, I only have sisters and some brothers. Some Elizabeths are actually turned into Elijahs.
I don't remember if I ever decided if Mary had any brothers or sisters.
I've always been alone.
That's not true. You had a whole bunch of brothers and sisters growing up.
Yeah,
you guys would murder each other all the time.
Oh, no,
you've
no,
never
no,
told
no.
anyone that you're a lost.
Exactly.
Though, so
she wouldn't have had brothers.
A lot of my family's dead. I only have a couple of Elizabeths left, apparently.
Well, all I know is that I plan on living my life from now on completely differently than I have been, and it's all thanks to you. And I hope to return that favor.
Okay. So the other thing that you guys know is that Omen is now Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Have I ever got any message back from the other Elizabeth I left?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. No, I left...
Oh, on Uranus?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
What about Uranus?
I told
that
them messages.
Childish, and I don't appreciate it.
I told them
right.
messages.
They changed the name of that planet years ago to
no,
that stupid joke.
What is it now?
You wrecked them.
She's having all the fun shooting, like using the
Yeah, she's probably having too much fun using her gunner skill.
Yeah.
All right, so Eric, what do you want to buy?
Just some nice clothes. It's just you know,
how nice.
How much
are
do you want to spend?
Not a whole lot this time. I'm not going all out.
Well, how much are you spending then?
I don't know how much things were worth.
A couple of hundred cred.
Sure. I'm asking you how much you want to spend.
A couple hundred cred.
So mark off a couple hundred cred.
Mary?
Oh, yes?
Can I go shopping with you? Because I do have a real body. I have a flesh body right there.
Oh, absolutely. You weren't about to go shopping without bringing me.
Of course not. We can all go. We can all...
How many games are we going to start with shopping?
This is like the fourth shopping.
Hey, Elizabeth Fleshbody has one pair of clothes.
And those are burned.
Yeah.
Along with her flesh body.
We'll make a quick outing.
The last time I went shopping with you guys, I spent a lot of cred. So I'm going to...
Thank you for the dress, by the way. Yeah, no, I said it before, I'll say it again.
The last time Fitz went shopping with you was never.
No,
we didn't invite Fitz.
Yeah, they didn't invite me.
I mean, do you want a girl's
outing? Well, I always invite myself to girls' outings, but this time I'm going to sit this out.
I mean, Fitz, would you like to participate in a girls' night out?
Sure. I'm not doing anything right now.
I'm fully healed. Let's I'm good.
Go.
I'm going to go find some companionship while you guys are doing that. Where's the closest bar?
You're not in Pavarti, so it's not down the block, but you find one.
I've used almost all of my res to raise my kinesics.
It's a valuable skill.
Well, I don't know. I guess I just feel like all the experience that she's gained, that I have gained...
Is like interpersonal?
Been from her, like, it's been, because you had that character developing scene, so...
Yeah, makes sense.
It's all going into kinesics. It was 5, now it's 31.
That's quite an improvement.
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys go shopping. So if you're just buying clothes and things, just mark off however much cred you want to spend.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
You were the
best. Well, I would ask Mary
what?
And Stardust for their opinions of what...
Do you want to sleeve into your flesh body so you can see how everything looks?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys make a detour to the body bank so Elizabeth can change. Mm-hmm. Make those... let me ask, are you going to switch back to your robot body for Hollywood Land, or are you going to stay in your flesh body?
I'll stay in my flesh body.
All right, so then you got to make your alienation checks, so...
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Integration
14. First, sometimes 3.
I pass that 45 out of 45.
Alright, so you're good, and then alienation is intuition times 3.
I got 16 out of
90. So you're adapting to this body. Uh-huh. You're switching back and forth more often now, so you slip into it and it fits right.
Doesn't have any pain anymore. That's good.
Oh, what are we doing about Will's body?
Oh, his regular body gets healed, and you can go back into it.
I have to pay off the
all his little spheres.
You can either spend rep. You will have to, if you repair the body before you give it back, it'll be less of a hit.
Okay.
So you'll have to buy some repair spray. How much damage did you take in the sphere with?
Yeah, that's. Maybe it was. Let me check.
Lots.
Oh, you have to erase it.
Oh, wait, I think I have it here.
Yeah, it's over there.
Exhale 11D.
14 damage and 2 wounds.
It's close.
Repair spray is on page 333.
Thank you.
Tree.
Is there, like, oxygen stuff to find on the Hollywood land or where we're going?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so go flesh body.
Repair spray is low. So 500 credits. All
right.
To get all the repairs... And then it won't cost you any rep. Or you can take a rep hit.
No, I'll spend the credits.
I'm wearing my burnt clothes. That's the only cards I have.
How much would it cost for me to go to a doctor and have my, detox from my addiction to murder?
I think you'd have to have your murder gland removed.
Yeah.
You sure you want to do that?
It would be the res cost of whatever the addiction penalty is.
So we lost a tank.
It's either 10, 20, or 30, depending on how bad it is.
Yeah.
Is it level 1?
Well, you never gave me an addiction specific. I just know long-term users have an addiction, so...
Yeah.
I'm assuming she would have.
I think you're supposed to make checks every time you use murder.
Basically, but
it's Psalm times three, I think. Or
I mean, I would think at this point, Bull is pretty well and thoroughly addicted to it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like you used it once or twice.
It was like a reflexive move.
You've used it many, many times.
Though if it's an addiction check is Psalm times three, then I would almost never fail that.
Well, long-term users suffer minus five Psalm.
Right, that's what I want to get rid of.
Well, you don't. Do you have that? You don't have minus five Psalm.
No, I don't. I mean, I kind of assumed that she probably would, so anytime I have been rolling for my psalm, I don't usually roll for my psalm when I'm not on.
Well, that affects all your skills, too.
Right.
That's a permanent minus five.
But usually anytime I'm using my psalm, she's on the murder, so.
Right. Well, you have minus five psalm even when you're on the murder, but it gives you plus 10, so you get plus five.
That, exactly.
From long-term use. I'm going to say it'll be 10 res points.
Okay.
Or 10,000 creds.
She's only used the murder in battles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
how many battles have we had?
Quite a bit. But the thing is, though, is that they're spread out pretty far.
Okay, so you could start taking meth once every 3 days, and you'll be fine. That's basically what murder is.
I can. Well, I'll be back in a jiffy. Like our battles are like more like
I'm only on the second day.
Once every like two or 3 weeks, or even a month,
or like three in a day. She's been using a lot of murder.
Yeah, and also
I don't think you fully understand how addiction works.
So I'm getting
because then every day she would have to roll to make sure she doesn't take it.
No.
Because that's what addiction
is. Ed hasn't been making the addiction checks and hasn't been suffering the penalty for addiction. But after the, 2 months of pretty much continuous murder use, yes, Bull or Stardust is addicted. But removing the gland and that cost will come with curing your addiction. So you don't have speed four anymore.
Right.
Okay. All right. Anything else you guys? So what do you... You just shot me for clothes?
Yeah, I wasn't making...
Yeah, I would have Stardust and Erika Sarah Girls shop.
So what are you picking out, Elizabeth?
I don't know. I never had to buy flesh body clothes. Or clothes in general. The only time I bought clothes was in a flat spot. I don't... Something that fits and looks nice on me.
Fits is usually a good beginning. Talk about the.
Hey, look, they have a Lenny's Miracles here.
I mean, you look very John pretty. You always marry. What means something to
his brother?
You look like. Well, I don't want to copy your style.
Well, first off, thank you for the compliments. And second off, I'm sure we could get something. That body is lovely, by the way. I'm sure we could get something to make it look.
It is a nice.
Did you squeeze her boob?
Public, darling.
Remember, not in public.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still getting used to it.
They're fun. They just
Maybe Fitz should have stayed home.
That was out of character.
Was it, though?
Yes.
I'm very happy that this body doesn't feel the pain right now. That was very terrible.
Pain? Yes. Yes, pain isn't the greatest thing.
You didn't think that was terrible.
You think that was terrible.
It just hits you how much pain Fitz must have been in when all of his skin was burned off.
No, he wasn't in any pain.
That's right.
He didn't have anything left to feel.
You were in a medical coma.
Trevor isn't here, right?
Who?
No, Strapper stayed.
No.
Strapper stayed behind.
It is going to be our third date, and I've done research. Third date means sex.
Is it third date?
It doesn't have to mean that.
First date, you're still both robot. Or
the first date was
the coffee shop.
Was the cafe.
And then the second date.
The second date.
And then you went skydiving. Yeah.
Darling, there is no schedule for that kind of thing. Don't feel pressure just because it's a third date. Let's talk about a different topic. Oh. Getting some nice clothes.
So we should not talk about sex.
No.
Of course,
but something that's easy to get out of. Wing, wing.
Hmm.
You guys are looking in the tack net. The you see Strapper's point of view just like fall over, and then his window closes.
What?
I'm gonna go look at the dresses on the left side of the store. Good luck.
If you can help talk about kind of thing around her, please, it would be most appreciated. It's just, it's okay. It's okay. A slight faux pas, we'll make sure to avoid it. Let's find you something lovely.
We're still TACNET.
We just shut off TACNET.
Strapper blinked out of TACNET as soon as that conversation started.
No, I was saying to them.
Right.
Now I feel terrible. I wasn't thinking.
It's all right.
It's all right. Let's put it behind us and get some dresses.
No, I should have just said something instead of going to running away. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
All right. So you guys pick out some nice clothes. How much do you want to spend?
I just put like 300. I don't know how much is like a clothes like look good clothes for a week.
Well, smart clothing can be pretty much anything you want.
Yeah, we can. Well, you have to buy the clothes and then basically just DRM rights to different styles.
Yeah.
So you could spend like 600 creds and get a bunch of different stuff.
Okay. Alright, we get some nice stuff.
Like, the only time you really have to like go shopping is if you're like buying like designer custom-made stuff like you did for the ball that you went to. Like,
and
that
like,
was
a golden...
Right, yeah, like something like custom that you can't just download. Yeah.
Okay. No, she's just buying regular clothes because her clothes right now currently are burnt.
Yeah. So basically you buy a smart suit and then it comes with like generic pantsuit.
Are smart clothes self-repairing?
I think up to a certain point.
Yeah, it depends on how much damage they take.
I mean, obviously, yeah.
I walked into a doorway that has a nail sticking out. I got shot with a plasma rifle.
Sort of a difference.
Yeah. All right, so you guys get on the transit from Venus. It's a two-day ride to Luna. It's just a large transport ship. There's nothing special. So 2 days later,
I'd fit them and see, you know, like try stuff out.
Yeah, well, like this, they adjust to your size. Like,
yeah, okay. Fitz, is this attractive to a man?
Smart clothing.
Fitz, what does this look? How does this look like?
It's good.
What about this?
Yeah.
What did you show? You lifted your shirt.
Oh, she doesn't change her clothes.
Yeah. Kind of see through.
That's nice too. It's very nice. Those work for you.
And this.
And that too.
5 hours later.
And this. And this.
And this.
And this. This.
Whoops.
Put your tongue back in your mouth, Fitz.
I'm fine.
She isn't a sylph. She's a damn good-looking woman.
How is this looking? How is this looking, too?
You guys look great.
That fine.
You both look beautiful.
We both look lovely. Both of us.
That person would be very happy.
What?
All three of us?
Oh, she was with us at the scene right now and just talking right now?
Yeah, all of us.
Oh, then I would have said all three of us. I didn't know Sarah was with us in the scene right then.
You said both. You said both.
Oh, because I was just talking about that.
Isn't she lovely?
We all look like this.
All right, enough shopping. So.
Let's have a sleepover.
You do that on your two-day flight to Luna.
Yay!
So, you know that Hollywood Land, the launch pad to the station, is located about 50 miles outside of Nectar,
Launchpad,
which is the largest city on Luna, but pretty much the capital. So do you guys want to do any kind of research?
That's what Elizabeth loves doing.
I want to know more about this.
Yeah,
I got a
98. I got a 93. You
want
to know about
it,
doesn't mean you will.
79 at 85.
I got a 43 out of higher. 70.
All right. Strapper, you get like the, come to Hollywood Land mesh page.
Okay. Did you just see? You just see all these Hollywood Land ads start popping up in my topics. Oh no! Oh no!
So Strapper's in pop up hell right now. Mary and Elizabeth. You find out, like I said, it's an O'Neill cylinder.
Strapper knows to click on the wiki just as something pops up and he accidentally clicks on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh shit!
What have I done? We just Strapper.
Did you critically fail?
No,
I got a 98 though.
That's the worst when you're like scrolling down and it lags for a second and then you click. You're like, what the fuck? And then you click on something weird.
Yeah. So when you guys find out, since it's just a research check, you just get some standard information. So you know that it's an O'Neill cylinder that's in, like I said, in lunosynchronous orbit. The area beneath where the station orbits is owned by Hollywood Land. And it's basically a big spaceport for people who are flying in directly. And it has a large building attached to it, the sort of the visitor center. You done, James? It's the visitor center, and there's a hotel there, too. So that's where you go to buy tickets. You can buy your day passes. You can buy, like, week-long season passes. There's a hotel that you, if you want, you could stay at. It's 1,000 credits per person per night. That's for the Lunar Side Hotel. No one is allowed to dock with Hollywood Land. Mm-hmm. You have to take a shuttle up from Luna.
Their hotel.
Yeah. No, you don't have to stay at their hotel. But they have shuttles constantly running from Luna to Hollywood Land and back and forth. That, if you buy a ticket, you don't have to pay for. If you're not going to stay at their hotel, you could stay anywhere else on Luna and drive over. Like if you're there's a ground shuttle that runs from Nectar like every hour or so. So you can, if you wanted to stay in a hotel there, that would be cheaper, and then you just have to take the tram over.
What about getting a map to Hollywood Land?
Yeah, you download a map of Hollywood Land. That's fine.
Is there any cool events happening?
Well, so you also know there is another hotel on the cylinder. That one is a lot more expensive. Think like the Disney Resort inside the park.
Basically. Is it a big, embarrassing, cartoony, touristy map?
More or less, yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's several. So I guess they should be asking Meyer if that's the one he chooses.
What? Yeah, there's like the touristy, like the buildings are bigger and cartoonish. Yeah. So the
like
whole
and there's like a pizza place where there's just a guy like
with
like a big mustache holding a pizza pie above his head. Yeah.
There's no park in there's no hotel in the park.
It's well, this one has it.
Oh man,
whoa. Where can we find this guy?
There is a park. There's like a little apartment inside the castle that like only special people get to go to.
You mean like?
Hey guys, I want to go to the burlesque show.
Yeah, there's a burlesque show. So the whole theme of Hollywood Land is recreating and reenacting with stars of the past. So these are like the super famous people who are dead. Other people go into morphs that are model sculpted to look like them and have their memories altered to basically be them.
Okay.
You can also, if you want to pay an extra fee, have sex with them.
I don't want that.
So you can do that too. So if you ever wanted to fuck Marilyn Monroe, this is the place to go.
Thank you. Where's Elvis?
Well, there are a few of each star.
Uh-huh.
There's two different types of attractions that you can see. There's the classic type where you can go see the star perform songs they did or reenact movies that they were in like sort of an XP theater. Like they'll reenact these things live for audiences. Those are the classic versions. There's also a neo version where you could see a modernized version of that celebrity. So if you wanted to see what Elvis would look like as a 22nd century pop star, you could do that too.
Is there a Will Morph on
I thought you were going to go with, you want to see Fat Elvis, you go to this.
No, well, because we've said that in this universe, Will's ego has been preserved as the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah, it's too much.
So there's no Will ego because he's too sacred.
We're not Will Wilson Land.
Yeah, no, that's a different place. You guys can't.
That's a whole different place.
Is there a hab where everybody's Will?
Yeah,
maybe. It's a secret.
It was one of those experiments.
Yeah. Well, guys, I sorry the whole space has come to this.
Everything comes down to
so
this.
That's what you get for your basic research check about
everything floats down here.
Oh, you also get, there's a list of daily, there's different types of shows, so like if you want to go see like different performers.
Is it parades?
Yeah, there's parades.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
Magical land.
Well, Santiago is going to a burlesque show. I shall see you later.
Strapper, do you think your friend Omar is?
Oh,
you're going to a bar on Venus.
Is the historical version or the neo version of it?
I was just going to say,
we have no idea.
You just know Elvis. So we'll put to Santiago in the bar.
I was about to say, if you want to just get on to the thing instead of.
No, you can have a little bit. Santiago's in the bar.
Who's the bartender?
You haven't gotten to Hollywoodland. This is still
on Venus. Because I just thought it was perfect. It should have been like Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's there. Do you want to wait till you get to Hollywoodland?
Yeah, I guess so.
You want to get Cheers. It's sort of like Woody Harrelson.
So, you guys... the shuttle you get docks, lands in, Nectar. So, you have to figure out, are you going to stay in Nectar, or are you just going to... go out to Hollywoodland for the day and figure out arrangements later.
Does Cheers charge an extra fee to have everybody shout your name when you walk in?
Yes. This is HyperCorp-owned Disneyland. Everything is an extra fee.
You pay an extra fee, you walk in, Elizabeth!
Yeah. Basically, you pay your ticket price, and everything up there is extra.
I want to go to Transhuman Cheers now.
You can do that.
Brian!
Let's take a transhuman taxi to Transhuman Cheers.
Let's just redecorate Ryan's basement to look like Cheers. Yeah, so when he walks in Cheers, every time, we just go, Ryan!
Awesome. I know. I've been there.
If I go to Transhuman Cheers, can I reduce stress by talking to Transhuman Frazier?
Depends how well you do. So...
he's the one that would have to do well. He's a psychiatrist.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
is it Chrissy Alley?
He's an
Chrissy
actor,
or is it
playing a psychologist?
It depends on how committed he is to his role.
Yeah, I guess that would be like saying, if I talk to Kelsey Grammer, do I feel better?
It's not Shelley Long.
I feel
Goldie,
better. Than
yes, Shelley Long was before Chrissy Alley.
Was it? It's been a long.
So you guys land in Nectar. What are you gonna do?
Try to find a way to the place.
Cheers, Pat.
Are you just going straight there?
Do we have any other stops to make?
I don't think so.
I think we're
just going to go
set to go
Elvis.
Straight there.
Was it?
We're going to go find Elvis.
Okay.
Was that all right with you, Strapper?
Of course. Is any in Memphis?
Why do? Can I do research and see where? Is there like? Is there? I know sometimes in Disney there's like there. They have like hotel, like you know, they have accommodations where the cast members will stay at, like, I don't know, like, you know, that's more for like college kids. So, never mind.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's like a place where, like, the, you know, the workers there to stay.
Yeah, they all live on the cylinder.
Oh.
Well, there's a sea lion show. Santiago will see you all later.
I mean, you don't have to look at you.
Santiago, please stay. Strapper needs us.
We don't have to, but we don't have to come here to do it. They probably stay at the Hab, so we can always look for Omar.
Omen
that works, that lives in here.
No, they live on Hollywoodland.
So, like, okay, they stay. Okay, so
yeah, they're there 24/7.
Oh.
This is life for them.
How do they sleep?
Well, I mean, they sleep, but they don't leave the Hab. There's. It's an O'Neill cylinder, so it could hold like 30,000 people. So there's a section that's basically apartments for all the performers.
So let's go find Elvis.
Well, one of us can bioscope our face and look like a celebrity, and then they can be an espionage mission.
First, we need to find him. And find out where he's staying. I guess, you know, we could do it espionage like, but we don't need to be a celebrity to do that.
Depending on how old the stuff is from them, one of us is a celebrity.
When last I knew Omen, she presented as female, and her name, she was going by the name Vivian Kwan.
Well, it's not.
Well, to be fair, honey, if they were going to have a morph of you, it would probably be as a child.
Oh, that's true, yes. That's true.
And if you pay extra,
not that you're not famous to me.
Oh, thank you.
If we find Elf, one of the two elves is our omen.
Oh, imagine we pass her.
It's not like if we ask. They are in character. They might even be has psychosurgical, so they think they are Elvis.
It is possible.
Omen may no longer be Omen.
Right.
Well, why don't we?
She has been in hiding for what? 30 years? 31 years?
33 years, somewhat.
We don't need to necessarily skulk around.
What
we can just go to the show and.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is also a very strict no weapons policy because it is an amusement park.
Of course, there is.
Yeah. Strapper, what was your appearance like when you last met Omen?
I believe I was a disembodied infomorph. My memories of the event are quite hazy.
Well, then just...
They won't even recognize
you. Get a fake ID and they won't be able to tell who you are.
Yes, I only asked
that
because I want
to
know
to do before
if,
we got here.
Only
well, you're not there yet,
Strapper.
You're not. You're in Nectar. You must be. That's on Mars.
Don't raise your glass just yet.
Pick a name you won't recognize, like, I don't know, Bitman.
For man bit.
Bitman.
It's foolproof.
You've never gone by the name Bitman.
So there are lockers in the docking.
Who are you?
I'll put Bitman.
Who?
Oh,
I'm Strapper.
Bitman, man.
Do you get bit a lot?
I'm a man made of bits.
I bet you just like biting things in the face.
Famous outlaw?
Yes.
Why does everyone want to take my weapons?
Because they're big and scary.
This is an amusement park. There's no violence.
We also don't know if Omen still owes her allegiance to Steel, because as I remember, the two of them were, well,
but buddies.
She believed in the org very strongly.
The what?
Firewall.
Well, that's not a thing anymore.
No.
No, we are. We're ribbons of it.
Yeah, I mean,
sort of.
Make us embody the heart of it, except we haven't blown up a lot of things.
As long as we follow
we
are a firewall.
I think instead of calling ourselves Firewall, we should just start a new thing.
What are the resources?
Well, Steel's gone off the reservation. We can't trust him. We can't work with him. So whatever we are, it's just us.
We're humanity's last hope.
Now let's
call ourselves Firewall if we want. We don't have to. I'm just saying we have options.
Yeah.
No, it would be the Wall of Fire.
Mm-hmm. Flame barrier.
We'll get back on that topic when we get more.
Right now we
need to save the world. And
universe.
Strapper.
We'll run that past.
You mean the solar system?
What?
You mean the solar system?
Same thing.
Many worlds. You have to save the world.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys just hop on the tram to Hollywood Land.
I'm so sick of these worlds.
Okay.
I'm tired of these worlds. God, we gotta find Tommy Wiseau.
He's gotta be in Hollywood Land.
Oh, hi, Strapper.
Definitely not. One bad movie does not make a celebrity.
All right, so you guys hop on the tram. You go to Hollywood Land. Just even the
bus driver's telling myself.
No, even the
you
know entrance
you see things
is,
I made.
Is kind of glamorous. Esmeralda, you recognize that's James Dean in the lobby greeting people.
Oh, this is perfect. Oh, he's so happy.
Do they have
who's that?
Do they
that's
have
James Dean.
People sleeved into James the characters from Chicken Run?
No. Better
not in the lobby
because they're
not in the lobby.
You don't know. You didn't do any research.
He was a famous actor. He died very young. It was very sad. But before, he
wait,
was.
Who did you say was
James Dean?
James Dean.
So if you guys want tickets, it's 500 creds each.
Yep. Tickets? Yeah, I want tickets.
How much for really good tickets?
Oh, you want to get like the cut the line ticket?
Yeah,
Fest 1500.
Can I work out a way to get a group discount since there's a lot of us?
Not enough of you.
Can I use rep?
I'm getting the baseline ticket.
Yeah, me too.
This is the lunar economy.
I want to go to a Jurassic World.
They take Fred.
$500 ticket.
$500 credit ticket.
So that's the basic ticket.
A little short, guys.
I'll float you.
I
got it.
So are you getting the deluxe ticket, James, or just the regular?
No, I gotta get regular. How much you need? You know, I'll just focus you.
I used all my.
We can also
res to get more credits.
Well, one res is 1,000 credit. One res point.
I know.
1,000 credit.
I had 5 res, so I had 5,000 credits.
So you have 4,500 left.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you could just spend one res.
Yeah, I'm going to turn my res into cred.
Not use it all for cred until you know you want it as cred.
Because you can't switch back.
No. I want as credit because I had no credits.
Do you think Oppenheimer's here?
I use it as cred.
I don't know, Elizabeth. I think they favor a different type of celebrity here.
But Oppenheimer was a genius.
Oppenheimer built the bomb.
I mean, perhaps J. Robert Oppenheimer is somewhere around here.
You can check the map.
Okay.
No.
What about Neil deGrasse Tyson?
All right. There's the Atomist Lounge. That is where they have scientists and yeah. Famous scientists.
They might not have Oppenheimer, but I feel like they'd have like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, there's Stephen Hawking, Einstein, Carl Sagan,
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill, yeah. Bill. Wait, they don't have Oppenheimer, but Bill Nye the Science Guy.
They have Oppenheimer.
They're the guys from
Nikola Tesla, Thomas Edison.
Oppenheimer's not commercial. Like, I could see them not having Oppenheimer. I don't know.
There's like a bunch of people taking pictures of him. Say, I am become death!
But, like, if you think about it, like, if you go to a wax museum, I'd be more likely see Bill Nye in a wax museum than.
Right. He's not the most popular attraction, but he's there.
Right.
So you can go meet Oppenheimer if that's what you want.
They have Beekman.
No.
No, God.
Just all
the
kids.
Just all the kids.
But they have his female assistant and the rat.
I want to see the man who destroyed the world.
I bet you there's, like, no one at the scientists.
There's a few people.
Oh. Can I?
They're nerds.
You're a nerd. You got glasses.
I'm
Mr.
Nerd.
That's perfect.
I hope Mr. Wizards. So you guys take the shuttle up, and you dock in Hollywood Land, and the people who are with you, it's just a glut of people coming out, and as soon as the doors open, you are just assaulted by the sounds and sights. There are pop-ups, and you're in topics.
Wait. How many people do I need to get a group discount?
Like 15.
Okay, can I talk to the people that were already in the cab with the train, see if they want to work out a deal?
But you're not, you don't have, no, because you have to pre-arrange a group to come.
Oh, fuck it.
Otherwise, everybody would do.
Are we just on mission, or are we going to enjoy the day for a little bit?
It's up to you guys.
I'm all right with enjoying the day.
Can we be the scientists?
Are you
certainly.
We could eager to get this underway, Strapper?
Of course I'm eager. Let's go look for this Elvis. My entire purpose in life is to recover my seed and continue my evolution. So I can leave behind these paltry transhuman concerns and become a truly enlightened being. That sounds fantastic. So let's go find him.
So I can't take a selfie with Oppenheimer?
Oh, no, of course. Elizabeth, let's go and meet J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Okay. So Elizabeth and Strapper are going to go meet the man who designed the atomic bomb. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm going to go look for this.
I'm going to go with them because we should travel as a group.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go to work.
All right. Santiago's looking for an Elvis.
I think I'll look for an Elvis as well.
Okay. Stardust?
I will go in there and look for Elvis, I guess.
Alright, so are you guys going to look for classic Elvis or Neo Elvis?
I guess we'll start looking for classic.
Okay.
You have to start with the classics before you move on.
Yes.
Okay, so.
No, buddy system. So I'll go with.
No, they're only three. So they're three.
No, it was just two. It was just us two. Everyone else is going to see the scientists.
Stardust is going with it.
It's us three.
I thought he said he was going with the scientists.
No, I said I was going with you and Stardust. I said he was going with me.
Mary's going with you and Stardust is going with Mary.
Ah.
So now you go with Stardust and we'll all be together.
No.
It's like, you know.
You start walking in.
I don't know. I can't find them, guys.
We play a drinking game with the cards. And it's like, you know.
That drinking game with the cards.
Make a date.
Kings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow me.
You all made a date.
Follow me. Okay. Follow me.
So you guys, when you get in, you all get an app. You all get an advert telling you, click here to download the map of Hollywood Land. So it's a free. You already paid your ticket.
Yeah, I'll download it.
Who was that famous like scientist we met in one of the games? They got the in the submarine.
Oh, the guy who I don't have. He designed. The portal
right.
stack.
Right. Yeah, is he there too?
Yeah.
Was it right? Sure. Uh-huh. Not the actual him, it's a recreation.
Yeah.
It was a Japanese name, I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
So tell him abuse to any pop ups come up, tell him to fuck off.
So you're not gonna download the map of the place you're in?
No.
I am.
You're not with them.
Yeah.
So we'll also hit X, so Mary, did you download the map?
I guess I'll download it. Someone has to
So Stardust actually has some idea of where she's going.
Mary,
God damn it.
I downloaded it.
So there are you said you're starting with Neo Elvis?
No, classic. I have to start with the classics.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. Okay.
Long day.
You're starting with classic Elvis.
Yes.
You have two options. There's
Fat Elvis and Thin Elvis?
No. There's up-tempo Elvis and down-tempo Elvis.
Oh, boy.
Down-tempo Elvis.
So there's Rockabilly and Gospel. Rockabilly Elvis and Gospel Elvis?
Rockabilly Elvis and Ballad Elvis.
Okay.
So Rockabilly Elvis performs at the Rockabilly Spot. That's what it's called.
That's a good place.
Ballad Elvis performs at the Ace of Spades.
I say we start down, work our way up.
Love me, makes sense to me.
Okay. So you guys start making your way over to the Ace of Spades. Meanwhile, the other three head over to the Atomist Lounge.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Elizabeth, you get there. Well, you all three of you get there.
I get the late biggest nerd.
There is no line to meet J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Oh. The poor man.
There's a guy in he's wearing a brown suit. He's an older man sitting in a plush leather wingback chair, reading a book. Just by himself, just kind of like.
He's reading a book.
What else is he going to do? It's a period piece.
He's actually staying in character?
Yeah.
Doctor?
Yes! I am! He closes his book and sets it down next to him.
He smiles.
And who might you be?
I'm Elizabeth.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I am taking vid and XP of Elizabeth meeting Dr. Oppenheimer.
So, are you a fellow autonomist? Not autonomist. Atomist, basically. Atomicist.
Atomicist?
Yes, atomicist.
Yes.
Ah. Always lovely to meet a fellow child of the atom.
She's so smart.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems this one's a little starstruck. And who might you be, sir?
My name's Fitz.
Oh, well, pleasure to meet you, Fitz.
I don't know who you are or what you've done.
Wow, someone actually knows who I am. Wow. And you, sir?
My name is Strapper.
Well, lovely to meet you all. What brings
Fitz
you here?
Fitz is really going to research.
Make a research check.
You look like you go by the name of Fitz.
I fail.
Yeah, all right, well, I don't even have to pull up the Wikipedia page.
Oppenheimer built the bomb and now he's dead.
Well, not anymore.
Thanks, Eric.
Right, are you okay? Elizabeth?
Yes, kid. Ask him any questions you want.
Anything you'd like.
How are you?
Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to me.
What?
What are you reading?
I was catching up on my biology. You look over, it says on the origin of man.
Oh. I was checking it for mistakes.
No.
Go home.
You like stuff?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'm a big fan of stuff.
What stuff?
We were curious. Would you tell us what it feels like to be the person who ushered in the era where mankind could potentially destroy itself?
Credits if you want to say.
I will transfer 50 credits over to whatever account he's plugged.
Yep. He sighs and straightens up. Now I have become death. Now I am become death. I'm reading the quote right here.
You said have.
Oh. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
That must have been a terrible realization to come from.
Yes, it was.
I think missiles will be a much more, that's a better way to, than a bomb.
Well,
that's...
Do you want to see my drawings of art, of my art of bomb?
No.
Oh, Elizabeth, if you like missiles, we can go meet Werner von Braun.
I don't want, I just met Mr.
Who's Werner von Braun?
Here. I don't want to...
He's the inventor of the rocket propulsion engine.
Oh. I'm in character. I don't know who that is.
But out of character. But out of character. Totally. Will's all about German rockets.
Mr. Oppenheim,
I'm talking about the Zeppelin job.
Do you consider yourself friends with Dr. Einstein?
I do like Zeppelins.
Oh, yes, yes. We're very good friends.
You know that picture with his tongue sticking out?
I took that.
You did?
Sure.
Sure. Can I take a picture with you?
No. Well, of course you can. That's another 50 credits.
Okay.
All right.
Bradley does not mention that he's been taking XP the entire time.
Yeah. So he puts his arm around you, and you take your selfie.
Are there rules against taking XP and?
No, because it's cameras and Disney's.
Right? Yeah, no, there's no rules against taking XP, but if you want to take, like, a specific picture with a character, sometimes they'll charge you.
I want you to pose like you're Michael Jackson in his bad video.
I'm a bit of a fangirl. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, I didn't even notice. You were so composed.
I was very nervous.
No, you were fine, dear. What?
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Do you like my boobs?
No. Do you say that?
No.
Okay. Well, have a lovely day at the park, Elizabeth.
See you every day.
I will. Elizabeth.
That's me. All right, so
nice meeting you, Doctor.
You too.
Person.
This isn't that my name?
Trevor, let's go to,
Werner von Braun?
Yeah, let's go to Werner von Braun.
Okay.
Sure, Werner von Braun's right there. You're in the sciences section.
There's just
he's
a B2
even
rocket.
More lonely than J. Robert Oppenheimer was. There's a man, you have to go down to the basement. There's a man, in a dark room. Tinkering with a half-built rocket. So you are watching Werner von Braun create his rockets.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
So he doesn't notice you. He's still working. You know, he's got a wrench, like an actual non-mechanical wrench, and he's like tightening a bolt.
I think Elizabeth slowly just walks up to the missile and touches it.
Whoa! Be careful. Do you know what this is?
Well, of course it is. It's a missile, whatever. She said V2. Very technical.
It's a
very good. I'm impressed. Most people do not realize.
Most people just call it a rocket.
Oh, yes. Jet propulsion is a bit of my... It's a bit of a hobby for me.
Oh, is it now?
Oh, yes. I do art of it. You want to see?
I would love to.
I'll show them all my
art. You show him your missile art? Is it the same 3D one that you showed before, or is it a different one?
I'll show him, like, I'll do my whole catalog of art.
Okay.
He gasps. This is beautiful.
You like it?
He runs over to a corner of his workshop and comes back with a small silver can full of black paint and a brush.
Yeah.
Would you put it on the side of my rocket?
You want me to?
Yes. So those British bastards know who hit them.
Yes.
So you take the paint. So make an art check. What's your art there?
Digital art.
Okay, so do it at minus 30, because this is very analog.
How you doing?
You can I don't know if I have anything that would help her out. Not really. No.
That's, 7 out of... well, actually, you know what? I have 7, but you know what? Elizabeth will trip it, so I'm going to...
Okay.
She's going to give... Werner von Braun the most detailed missile art.
So what do you paint on his missile?
Another missile.
Is the famous multi-field scientist Stephen Urkel there?
No.
Stefan Urkel is.
Stephen Q. Urkel.
Oh, he's in TV section.
She will, and artistically, she will do like a mathematical equation for jet propulsion.
Okay.
Like an artistic, like, kind of
So you do a graffiti-style jet propulsion equation, and you paint it on the side of the rocket, and then the fake Werner von Braun comes over. That's gorgeous.
And I like Werner von his face kind of like...
Wow, okay, yeah. It's like Che Guevara, but with Werner von Braun.
Yeah.
What do you...
The most beautiful art
I've
ever seen.
I was picturing Andre the Giant thing.
I almost don't want to launch this on London.
Almost.
But
anyway.
But I digest.
Is that much fun? Would you please... Can I take a picture with you?
Of course. We should stand in front of the rockets. So you stand in front of the rocket and you take your picture.
He doesn't even charge you.
Nope. He's the first person he's seen today. He's
in the week.
Happy.
You... I must say, of all the... All my studies, it's your accomplishments I've read about the most.
Well, you know, if you like, you could...
Have sex with me.
You could come back later and we could talk more about it over dinner. Strapper, make a will check.
Yeah.
Make your emotion check.
Remember
when you were... All right, Werner von Braun is hitting on your girlfriend.
That was awesome.
So he asks you out to dinner, Elizabeth.
Dinner?
Certainly. You can talk about the intern innocence that you forced to work in your rocket factories.
Ah, yes, they were very good.
Intern innocence?
Yes, well, yes.
Everyone who was imprisoned by the Third Reich.
That's a hell of a cock block.
Oh, yes, I forgot you were... Even you were a genius, I guess I forgot you were also a Nazi.
Well, it was not by choice. They were the ones paying the bills for rocket research at the time.
Right, and then after World War II was over, he defected.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, well...
So he's not even a loyal Nazi.
Yeah, exactly. He's not even a loyal Nazi.
I would love to, but we do. Strapper, my boyfriend, he has had plans that we have to.
Oh yes, of course. Well, another time then.
But unless Strapper, it's okay with you, Strapper.
let's see how the day goes.
Okay. Well, here's my number.
Okay.
Call me, baby.
You give Werner von Braun.
Make that will check. Yeah. Yeah, I made it.
Okay.
But just made it.
Frank goes in the deck and just corrupts the number.
Yeah.
That you're hearing.
Yeah.
Is there like a pie Hitler area, like where you could like throw things at like
Stalin? And,
yeah.
Like, yes. Sure. Yeah.
Throw rotten vegetables at Stalin. Yeah. Pie Hitler.
And Bin Laden.
Or have dinner with Hitler.
Right,
different drunk. Strokes for different folks.
Okay. Different strokes.
All right, so we will cut over to the other
find,
team.
We can find a Hitler to have dinner with us.
Yes.
Then you guys can catch up.
Oh, I have not seen Adolf in so long.
He's still
the big A, we call
him. Big Papa Führer.
Trump, throw President Trump.
No, he's not there.
Uh-huh.
History does not remember.
President Trump?
Is regular Trump there, or is it just President Trump?
There's no Trump at all. He wasn't important enough.
You know, I built this park. I built this park. It wouldn't be as big as it is if it wasn't for Trump.
Okay, so, other team. So you head to the Ace of Spades.
Team the story.
So you guys head in. The Ace of Spades is a smoky, dim lounge.
We should have a good time.
Did we go to the ballad?
Yeah, that's ballad. That was.
You eat the food.
That's rock.
Oh yeah, no, you're going down though. Yeah.
I've looked.
Love Me Tender.
Yeah.
There Chain Melody Elvis.
There are no Elvis songs in the public domain, so I can't play any. I checked.
Yeah, not forced on it.
Play a knockoff Elvis song. You ain't nothing but a Doberman pincher.
I say only stupid people go in quickly.
I am
unable to stop myself from really liking you.
That's everyone. So you guys go in. There is an Elvis on stage performing, singing a slow, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
I can't stop myself from really liking you.
Well, no, he can sing I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. We can't. So a waitress leads you to a booth. It's set up like a 1950s lounge. So you guys get up. The three of you get a table about 30 feet from the stage. The waitress comes over. Can I get you anything to drink?
Oh, just a water would be lovely.
Something hard. Something delicious.
Something
and you?
Mysterious.
I'll have a glass of milk, please.
Okay. She walks off.
Doesn't he ask what title, though?
So Elvis. Elvis is on stage by himself, slowly strumming a guitar, singing into the microphone. Whoever this is, they're really good. Mm. They sound.
I'm staring him down and sending an image over to Strapper.
My heart flutters a little bit.
Waitress comes back, sits down a glass of water in front of you, a glass of milk in front of you, and an old fashioned in front of you.
You know, just feel the barner and milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Mother's milk.
We have an extra table you want to join. You have a chair you want to join us?
Are you actually trying to hit on the waitress?
Of course I'm hitting on the waitress.
Okay, make a persuasion roll.
48 out of 60.
Oh, I'm sorry, sugar. I'm on shift.
Balls. Let the woman do her job.
Okay.
She smiles and walks back to the front. So you watch Elvis. He sings. He finishes his song. And everyone claps. There are people in here smoking. Like, there's just a pall of smoke hanging over the room. Oh, it's very much like a 1950s lounge feel. And Elvis says, oh, thank you very much. Coming up next, we got Kris Kristofferson. So everyone just stay in their seats. And he walks off stage. And he walks off stage into the area and comes down to one of the tables right up front. You guys are like three rows back. So he goes up to one of the front tables, and you can see him chatting with the people who are sitting there.
Mm-hmm. So how do we approach this?
I don't even know who we're looking for.
Am I there?
You said you went with them.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I feel like if this were now, Paris Hilton might be there.
Oh, you mean is Tiffany LaFleur there? No, because she's still alive.
Oh, okay. They don't have any current.
No, there's no current celebrities. It's all like past pre-level celebrities.
So what do we do here? Do we just approach him and say, do you happen to be this Omen fellow?
Well, I was hoping to get a good scan of him and send him over to Strapper, see if Strapper recognizes anything about him. Although he did say last time we saw her, she was a she.
He's a she.
Who?
Who?
Omen used to be a female. Now she's Elvis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, then.
Well, we could just start up a conversation and see where it goes.
You see, Elvis is making the rounds.
You know that Omen was a crow. She was a firewall crow, and her name was Vivian Kwan. Back when I knew her,
when Elvis gets near the table, when Elvis gets near the table, maybe we should speak a little loudly about how we're looking for Miss Kwan. One of you can keep your eyes on her and see if he looks up.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. That might work.
Don't see why not. That's one approach.
See if there's any reaction.
That would be kinesics.
Kinesics to watch her.
Well, to judge her reaction.
Yeah. And you'd have to do it in the right way. So if you want, Mary, you can make like a performance check.
Okay.
To basically not just say, Kwan! To like, Kwan! Kwan! Make it part of your conversation.
Kwan!
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Stop looking at me, Kwan!
Nope. 89 out of 70.
You suck as a freaking...
So, James, make the music check.
I have 70. Jesus.
Use a moxie and re-roll that, man.
Fine.
You're a moxie.
Using a moxie.
You're a moxie.
James said to.
Yeah. You're a moxie refresh.
James also said double the bridge.
34 out of 70.
Okay. So, what do you say?
I say, have any of you heard from Mrs. Kwan recently? It's been a while since I've heard from her. Mrs. Kwan is now rather...
Kwan!
Kwan?
Kwan? Kwan? Anyone
haven't heard
Kwan?
From her?
Oh, no.
That could be an ill omen.
What'd you get in your kinesics exchange?
43 out of 67.
Okay. You don't notice anything.
Okay. I didn't get anything else.
Elvis, a minute later, he's talking to the people at the table right next to you. He comes over and says, well, thank you folks for coming out to the show.
Oh, it was a lovely performance.
Fantastic performance. I've never seen anything like it.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, absolutely.
I haven't been here before. Is it bad form to ask like a question like, how long have you been Elvis? Or...
Honey, I've been Elvis all my life.
So, okay.
Kwan! I can remind you, James, you have psychic powers.
I know,
that
but...
you have not used once.
A lot of it, all of it requires physical contact.
So
you
touch Elvis.
His hand.
Punch him.
No, don't think twice. Your nose will just start bleeding and...
Yeah.
Maybe your nose will bleed. Oh, my God!
Did you just fall asleep?
No, he died.
Because he wasn't paying attention, and then you touched him.
So, do you want to use one of your psychic powers?
Yeah, why not?
Do it.
I am going to use Psy Stab, but I'm just going to attack him mentally.
No.
And
I know I can.
Probably not the best course of action.
He's
but
playing Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans.
I wish it was Clash of Clams.
I want them to make that game. All right. Eric, are you ready? I'm going to make my move. My clam is going to sit there.
Mine's going to close its shell.
Well, either way, you're playing a game that I'm paying attention to this game.
Uninstall.
Listening?
Don't you have, like, surface scan or something?
I do. I'm, like, wondering where... I think I might be missing a page.
All I have is variations of size stamp.
Select club. Might I suggest putter? You have selected...
I think it's...
Nine iron.
Are you sure you would not like to use putter?
9 iron.
Select stroke. Might I suggest... Feather touch.
Selected.
Power. Have
deep scan.
Deep scan. Thought browse. Psychic stab.
Thought browse. That's it. That's
you like to play again?
You have selected.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do thought browse.
All right.
What was that from?
So
that is...
It's called
touch.
No, when Bart wanted Bone Star.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was maybe sad.
The target on the slide side is aware that you can target at any time to succeed on their half of the opposed test. So it's will times 2. And the strain...
1d10 plus whatever the modifier is, I think.
Yeah.
Where's Pine? Sorry.
Every slide, 1d10 divided by 2.
Got nothing.
I got my lux.
What? 1d10 divided by 2?
Yep.
Alright. I have lux.
Alright, so make your test.
Character has lots of lux.
It's that Psy Salt, or...?
No, it is...
character. Psy Sense, right?
Yeah, too much beer.
Wait, I'm
and a Y chromosome.
That's my ego.
Wise.
There's control, assault, and sense, I think?
I think it would be control.
It would say...
I thought it was left.
Sense. Sorry.
So Psy Sense.
Probably about...
Well...
Elves.
Elves. <cut.
coughs> Ah, there it is.
Those good elf here.
Alright, 33 out of
41. Nice. There is a thing here for criticals.
He does.
If the defender rolls a critical success, no. If the side user rolls a critical success against the defender, or the defender rolls a critical failure, double the potency of the slight's effects. In the case of Psy attacks, the DV can be doubled. Okay. Well, it's not an attack, so you take 3 damage.
Yeah.
Are
you using your second powers hurt you?
Yeah.
Some of them do.
Some of them do, and a lot of them require physical contact, which is why I haven't used them beforehand.
Okay, so what are you scanning for?
Any thoughts on quant or keywords firewall?
Okay, so you shake Elvis' hand. You know, that was a great show. And he goes, thank you very much, and he shakes your hand. You succeed. So you scan his mind because it just happened. He heard you say quant, and it registered. And there was a little bit of panic that he managed to suppress.
Yay!
But
right of us on the first try.
He gives you a weird look as you read his mind, and then pulls his hand away. Listen, folks. Thank you all for coming out, but I got to go. Next act's about to start, and he starts to walk away. All
right, I got to tag him with the
Tacnet.
Be like, that's the guy.
Well,
that's
once you have to keep him in view.
Yeah, that's what
once
I'm doing.
Once he leaves your view, like he's walking backstage. He's going to walk through a door, and then it won't matter anymore.
Guys, that's him. We gotta follow him. I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna try and keep tail on him.
Okay. He walks to a door. It says employees only, and he walks through and closes it behind him. So, are you just gonna walk through?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to sneak my way in, like casually, nonchalantly, just walk through as if I'm, you know, part supposed to.
I'm gonna knock the table over so that I'm gonna be clumsy and like.
You're gonna make a distraction.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to roll for that. You stand up and hit the table and it falls over.
Goodness, what happened?
Did I get that on your dress? Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I got a little...
Can we get something?
Yeah, one of the waitresses just comes over with like some napkins and everything. So, James, make an infiltration test.
We're not going to miss Chris Christopherson, are we?
Oh, heavens, I hope not.
You'll be fine.
All right, I got 45 out of 50.
Okay. People do not see you, so you look, everyone's looking at the breaking glass and the sounds, and you slip through the door. There's
really?
A dress.
The large, ebony, like jet black faced woman in gold shining armor is who just knocked over the table is drawing attention.
Yeah, go figure.
It's strange.
So you sit back. It's like a dressing room. You assume it's Kris Kristofferson? You don't know who the fuck that is? There's a guy in black with a guitar slung over his shoulder.
It's
his
son, Johnny Kristofferson. He's
like standing next to the by the entrance to the stage, annoyed, waiting for his cue to come out. And you see Elvis walking out the rear stage door.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of briskly make my way over to that way and try and keep up with him.
So you follow. So now you're telling Elvis. So make another infiltration check.
His contract with WWE for a while.
I got 11.
Okay. You are the knights. Middle of the day.
James is tailing Elvis, guys.
Yeah, you're tailing Elvis.
How many people can say that?
All right, so you two are still in the bar. So go back to Team Scientist. Do you tell them you found him?
I sent through the TagNet to send it to...
Are we able to TagNet here? I mean, it's just a network connection.
Yeah, there's mesh. You can TagNet.
If I were Kris, I would go, shut up, Ryan.
Yeah, I was going to say. I almost said shut up, Ryan.
Yes, you can TagNet.
Shut up, Ryan.
Well, through the TagNet, I tell them, if we're not in range, like, contact them, let them know we found who we're Strap was looking for.
I like when Kris tells himself to shut up.
Yeah.
And Kris is like, can we TagNet?
Shut up, Kris.
Like, make your way here now. I'm following him.
All right. Elizabeth, we have to go.
Oh, okay. Bye, Miss... Bye, Dr. Vern Troyer.
Oh, well, come back then.
Did you see Dr. Vern Troyer?
We put a different scientist.
Dr. Vern Troyer.
We don't know who he is.
As we're like running away, he goes, "That's Von Braun, but close enough."
I don't like anyone else knows.
Is Vern Troyer there?
No.
Oh.
So James is following him. James doesn't have a map, so he has no idea where he is.
Nope.
Just keep him in sight.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just walking around following. I can also ask other people in the group. Wait, who has Matt?
I do.
You don't know where James is, though.
Oh,
up your butt.
I can't, like, send the map to him.
I was about to say, Esmeralda, send me a copy of the map.
Oh, yes, sir.
I have a map.
Now you have a map. Oh, you didn't want it before.
I didn't want it before, but I told my muse to tell any pop-ups to fuck off.
He only wants it from me.
Now you know where you are.
Guys, I don't know where the fuck I am. Wait, Esmeralda, give me a map.
Oh, yes, right away. Why didn't you get it before?
Because I told my muse to tell every pop-up to fuck off.
Oh, well, that's...
It seems like he is heading towards the amusement park area.
All right, guys, he's going to a more crowded area. I'm probably going to lose him pretty soon. Or he's knowing I'm following him.
Where are we in relation to that?
The amusement park is in the center of the O'Neill Cylinder.
Okay.
That way they can utilize some of the zero-G for some of the rides. It's like the main... So like you can ride a roller coaster all the way through and through zero-G and then back around. So that is the center.
All right.
The Scientist Cafe you're at is in a disused corner. Well, no, it's cylinder. There are no corners, but a little part, not terribly close.
Okay.
You're kind of on opposite sides, though. So
is there a monorail?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're getting the monorail.
Quick, after him in the circle.
Do we want to get on a pink train or an orange train, Elizabeth?
make a cog times 3 check, Elizabeth.
Oh, God.
Or whoever has a map.
I have a map.
I have a map as well.
90.
84
out of 90.
I got 100.
All right, yeah, you want to take the blue line.
Blue. Oh, a blue.
Oh, yes, we can get there in two stops on the blue line.
Oh.
Oh, all right, so you hop on the blue train.
Do it now.
And you get off in the amusement park. So, James, make a perception test to try to stay with Elvis.
59 out of 61.
Okay. You see now Elvis is trying to disappear into the crowd.
Yeah.
But you managed to. There are a lot of people here. Like you're not sneaking anymore. You're just like making your way through people.
Now I'm just blending it.
Now you're blending it. You're not sneaking anymore. And he's trying to lose any. He's not looking at you. So,
but he's making. He thinks someone's following himself.
Yes. Make me another perception check, James.
Elves ain't dead. He just went. For him.
Oh.
That was my black room as well.
I know. Remember that movie, Will?
65. No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
No mas.
All right. So
I'm too focused on Elvis.
Yeah, you're following Elvis. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Whose mouth is he peeing in?
I don't know.
It's going to be a good clip.
Looks like...
It kind of looks like Ed.
Ed drew it, so I guess he's a self-portrait.
Ed with a weird Wario mustache.
Why?
So for those of you listening at home, Meyer sketched Will as a Pikachu.
Yeah.
Wilkachu?
Wilkachu.
And he says, Ekans?
And Ed drew a face under Will Pikachu and Will Pikachu peeing into the mouth of the face.
I really wish we had gave no context so the listeners,
really
all the listeners heard of
ruin that one.
Whose mouth
Will
is he
Pikachu was
into?
Really good. Okay. So you guys get to the park, and the other two were, I'm assuming, Stardust and Mary.
Yes.
You made your way out, and you have to sort of take the pedestrian way to the park.
Okay.
So you converge with the rest of them. Santiago is still following Elvis, but you know now where he is. So how do you want to approach this?
Ed, where are you yourself getting beat into?
You should cut him off at the other end wherever he's heading towards and be
like
hi, Quan, it's me, Strapper.
He's the one here.
So if we can like, you know, do like a pincer move on him in the crowd. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to come up to him from in front?
Okay.
So you
are we following Eric?
Yes. Yeah, we had to.
You've all converged in the amusement park area. So Strapper, you come in from the front. The rest of you are sort of coming in from behind, slowly making your way through the crowd. Make infiltration tests.
Okay. That's going to be a problem.
All of us are just them.
You're already sneaking through. Everyone else.
Nope.
Oh, yes.
68
out of
20. 40 out of 55.
49 out of
55.
47 out of
45.
Oh.
Did I actually pass? Oh, nice. I passed.
That sucks.
Okay.
I missed it by two.
Did you pass, Ryan?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, for convenience sake, because most of you passed, Mary and Fitz are sort of together,
mm-hmm.
and you're
that's my spot.
Not really hiding. Like you're very obviously staring at Elvis and making your way through the crowd, and you see him look over his shoulder, and he locks eyes with you and then you, and starts to walk faster. And he has his head over shoulder, and he turns, and he literally bumps into you, Strapper. Sorry there, little fella. Excuse me. And he goes to, you know, like, move you out of the way and keep going.
Strapper says, Omen.
Elvis stops and looks at you. Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
We need to talk.
I'm late for a gig.
He's going to the game. He's scared.
Elvis, you... That's... If you might not recognize that, that's Strapper.
Wait a minute.
We need to talk.
Bitman?
Yay! Strapper mutters something about how they're someone finally...
I just leans a fence. Who's Bitman?
It's Strapper.
All right. Not here. Too crowded. Follow me. And he starts to...
Are the rest of us able to... You're all tag-netted. It's up to you. Yeah. It's up to you guys and Strapper.
I'm still going to...
He knows Strapper's there. He made you two. So he probably assumes that you're with Strapper.
He made me?
No, Mary and Fitz. Okay. Sorry. Them two.
I'll say to Strapper...
So he knows there's at least three of you.
I'm still going to keep my...
Four, job. Because he knows that you're... He doesn't know you're there, but he knows that...
I feel like I'm better seen than not seen.
Strapper, he's noticed Fitz and I... Should we all follow you?
Well, I'm going to follow regardless. I'm just going to still keep out of sight, you know, in case he's got, like, backup or something coming, you know?
Do you want us or do you want privacy? Your call, Bitman.
Quite honestly, I'd rather have you... if you guys have my back, that's...
Then we have it indeed.
You head back.
All right.
So then I'll step out of the shadows.
Okay.
But where are we going?
Oh, there's a little park not too far away. It's usually pretty quiet. Nobody really likes that area.
Onward then.
I'm just gonna look at him and make an intimidation check. You're not luring us into a trap, are you? That is.
Well, what are you trying to accomplish with your intimidation?
Like. I basically want to intimidate him into telling the truth.
Okay.
Ooh. That's, I don't know why I oohed, but 4 out of 60.
Mm. Ooh.
No. Ooh, okay.
Is he telling the truth? Kinesics, I have 15 of?
I would.
38. I have no idea.
13 out of 40.
Yeah, sound the truth.
Okay, so.
So he was making his way through the crowd. He cuts across now.
Hey, you're that one the king's been going on about. You're helping people in Freeside.
Okay.
New Vegas. He's not one of the kings. He's the king.
And then he just gives you 3 packages of chips or something.
Here, have these clothes that are just going to weigh you down and provide no armor and really suck.
But look really cool.
Here's a shirt.
and a pompadour wig.
You're that person that's been helping people. Here are some noodles.
Or some random person. You've been doing a great job. Here. 2 cats. Alright, so he leads you to this little park.
What am I gonna do with 4 containers of puff out?
There is a man in round glasses with a long hair, strumming along on a guitar, singing a slow song. There's a ring of flowers in the middle of the park. You recognize John Lennon.
Ooh.
None of the rest of you do.
Oh my goodness.
It's a ring of flowers.
There's like no one else here.
Why would no one be visiting John Lennon?
They like the Beatles more.
Is there
there's no Yoko.
What?
All you need is love.
I mean, I can see Yoko
driving shot in the back. Face chat.
I can see Yoko driving well, that's why no one wants to hang out with there. It's John Lennon, but there's also Yoko.
So how depressing do we want to be? All you need is love or isolation?
No, I don't
expect you.
Working class hero.
To
imagine.
Understand.
Yeah, I was going to say imagine.
I slow down briefly to hear them, but I don't hear him, but I don't want to lose the group.
Yeah, well, he's in the park. So it's not a big park.
When Tiffany here, when Stardust hears the song, she doesn't burst out crying, burst into uncontrollable tears. She does well up a bit.
It's a beautiful song. It sounds just like John Lennon singing it, because it is John Lennon singing it, more or less. So Elvis goes over to basically... So the park is basically stone. There's a fountain in the middle. There's the ring of flowers over by John Lennon. And there's just... It's a circle, maybe like 100 feet in diameter.
Ring of flowers.
I was trapped there for hours.
And then John Lennon and Johnny
Cage.
My
lady got trapped there for hours.
Johnny Cage is from Mortal Kombat.
It is late. Yes. Hey, those are $500
Johnny
sunglasses.
Johnny Cage would destroy him.
With his nut punch.
Nutcracker.
Destroy him. Johnny Cash was a badass, and in the day, he could probably fight.
Especially not Johnny K. A train.
I don't know.
He could throw fireballs.
No, a shadow kick.
Yeah. He threw fireballs too.
Johnny
not fireballs. Really fireballs. They're more like
shadow energy.
Anyway,
fine,
Mr. Technical. So yeah, Ed. Elvis sits down on a bench.
Sorry. No mistake.
You sit next to him.
Sure. I will sit down.
Forrest Gump is on a bench.
No, that's at the bus stop. So Omen tries to run his hand through his hair, but there's just so much grease in it. He just kind of hits it and stops. Oh, French fuck. Listen, Bitman, I want to apologize for what I did to you. Yeah, but it wasn't right.
Mm. You're goddamn right.
No, I was wrong. I know it don't mean much now, but I thought I was doing the right thing.
Hmm.
Well, you were wrong then, weren't you?
Yes, we all did, didn't we? You've been very resourceful.
Yeah, well,
few surviving members of the org I've met.
Once Mute sold us all out, wasn't really much I could do. Luckily, I was already in the area and came up with the idea to come over here. So I've been Elvis for just about 30 odd years now. It's a living. And up until now, didn't think anyone was looking for me.
Well, up until now, no one was. It was Mute who tagged you.
She's still around, huh?
Partying.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We were only just reactivated ourselves. We were in cold storage for a century.
Oh. That's pretty deep.
It was steel.
That, he's still around too?
More or less. He was using us to grow a parasite ego. These are the members of my cell, by the way. Santiago, Fitz, Elizabeth, Stardust, Mary.
Damien.
Damien.
Hi. Howdy, y'all.
Hi. Pleasure.
This is Omen, the proxy who stole my brain.
Just,
not as much a pleasure, though.
Like I said, I'm mighty sorry about that.
Do you still have it?
Well, that's the thing.
No good sentence starts with "that's the thing."
I was, like I said, I was on the run.
What kind of fetch quest do we need to get the thing back?
All my,
that thing is my soul.
All my assets were instantly seized. All my black accounts were wiped out.
Where is it?
I traded it. It's here. It's on the station. The man in charge. I traded it for the body and the job. Everyone calls him the Godfather. He's got a place. It's called the Cup of Diamonds.
Yay!
It's a restaurant, but a classier joint. That's where he spends most of his time. But I don't know what he did with it.
We have ways of finding things out.
I could tell you too. It was a little damaged. I don't know exactly what happened. It's a little bit above my pay grade.
You damaged my boyfriend's soul?
I didn't do it on purpose. I was running away from bounty hunters, and they took a few pot shots at me, and some of them hit the case. It still works. I powered it up. Booted up. And apparently it was good enough for Godfather to want to take it, but I don't know what that did to him. I understand, Bit. If you want to take your revenge, I won't stop you.
Do you want to take your revenge, Bit? Look,
those are hard questions.
This is a lot. So he gives you his address here on the station. That's my room in the employee section. I'm not going anywhere. You wanna come by and settle things later? We can do that.
All right. Here's how you can start making this up to me. I want all the information you have about this godfather and his cup of diamonds.
He just leaves sitting out there.
No, there's obviously a sniper guarding.
Right, yeah, so honestly, I don't know what his real name is. Everyone just calls him the Godfather. He's the manager, I guess, the park manager. This whole place is owned by Experian, of course. And he's their, you know, he's the highest ranking employee here. He's kind of part of the show, but keeps to himself mostly. He has a booth in the Cup of Diamonds where he's always at, in the back, kind of a little private affair. Sometimes he hosts dignitaries who are coming in or really important people who decided to visit the park. It's a restaurant. Like I said, a little more on the pricey end, a little more Italian. You can just go there and have a meal. I don't know if you'll be able to see him, but I'm sure that we can figure out a way. I mean, if you want, I don't think I can get all seven of you in, but one or two of you maybe.
Maybe six.
Yeah, maybe six. Seven is just stretching. But all y'all could just go for dinner. Or lunch, but dinner's better. They have a show. It's pretty good, actually. I'm sorry, it's part of the program. It makes me shill.
That's so sad. I feel like life has had its revenge on Omen.
She has spent 30 years as an Elvis impersonator in Disneyland, basically.
Is there actually a Disneyland in the universe?
No. Because there aren't as many kids, so there's no reason for a family park.
Adults love Disney, can't they?
Yeah, but they usually need the kids as an excuse.
Will and I are going in a couple months.
Yeah, well, you're sad.
Damn.
Oh!
Someone call the burn unit.
No, we're going because we're nerds.
No, you're going because then there's Star Wars convention,
that's
right?
True.
Yes. It's all right, I'll help you guys. In 2 weeks, I'm going to a pony convention.
That's worse.
Yeah.
And that's it, I'll help them.
All right. So that's what Elvis tells you.
All right.
So he doesn't, or she doesn't know what
Godfather did with my soul.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna take Omen up on that. I want her to introduce me to the person that she traded my seed to.
Right. Like I said, I could do two, maybe three. You might be a bit of a stretch, darling. You're a little intimidating. They might not let you in. Well, I mean, they'll let you into the restaurant, but maybe not for a personal meeting.
I'm unarmed. Who could I hurt?
A lot of people, looks like.
Maybe.
She's charmed by it. You just crack all your knuckles by making fists.
Remember that one time when you put your hand in a guy's chest and...
That wasn't me. That was Bull.
Oh, that's true.
I'll go with you.
You should have seen her.
Okay, Santiago and...
I'm pretty sure I'm glad I didn't. Like I said, I can get you all on the reservation list for the restaurant, but like I said, I can't bring all of you back. So, I'm gonna call the concierge of the restaurant. She's a friend of mine, owes me a favor. So I'll get you all on the list. You just gotta dress a little bit nicer. It's not your typical theme park kind of place.
All right, with dressing nice.
So 6 o'clock, come by for dinner. And then when you're all done eating, I'll take three of you back to meet the Godfather.
who will be going? Of course, Strapper. Santiago said he'll go.
Well, it's up to Strapper, I guess.
Is there a David Bowie show somewhere?
It's not a David Bowie show, but there's a Zig Stardust show.
Can you imagine?
No. There's the Bowie Theater.
Ah,
it's all you can go see Ziggy Stardust, or maybe you want to go see the White Duke. Any of his different personas each have their own show.
Oh, okay.
There's the Ziggy Stardust Theater, there's the White Duke Theater.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they do like it's one building. They do like rotating shows.
There's just a Jareth walking by, juggling spheres and rattles off the location of the theater.
It's a rolling performance list. So like you'll know the Ziggy Stardust is at 4. So
I would love to see Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's there. Well, different theater, but there is a Fred. Yes, there's a Freddie Mercury show. Yeah, like, just imagine how awesome that would be if you could just go see these people. Like,
I can understand why they charge 500 credits.
Yeah. You could actually see Freddie Mercury and David Bowie perform Pressure together.
Yeah. Not every day. They don't do the crossover shows as much, but yes, you can.
You can see the most.
You know, they never actually performed it together?
On stage, like, no.
They never performed.
The only time David Bowie performed it on stage was after Freddie Mercury died.
Right.
There was a concert for him, and he did it. Yeah.
Which I guess he technically did perform it with him, but.
Well, no.
Because he was on in the background.
No, because Bowie never performed it. In concert. Yeah. Anyway. Yes.
So Strapper turns to Elizabeth and says to her, Elizabeth, will you help me get my seed back?
I would love to.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go make the call. It's about 1 o'clock now, so y'all got some time to kill.
Can I kinesics omen again?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but I'm not going to kinesics. I'm going to moxie to flip that and succeed.
Okay. She's being genuine. She, apparently the last, 10 decades, something happened, and she genuinely feels bad about what she did to you. So, she's willing to help you.
I'm going to go take in a Klaus Nobe show.
Yeah!
That they don't have.
Is there a baby metal show?
No.
Can I go see Sam Kinison?
I don't even know who that is.
It's a comedian.
If I don't know who it is, then no.
Damn it.
You knew baby metal was, though.
Yeah, and I still said no.
They would have a Bill Cosby.
They would have a Bill Cosby. They have a George Carlin show.
But after what happened in 2015, they don't really.
What? This is like 200 years later. No one gives a shit.
You
can have dinner with Hitler. You really think they're going to care about Bill Cosby?
That's true.
You didn't have. On your girlfriend, of course I would. You don't have to ask.
Thank you.
Of course I'm interested in your seed.
This has been in a good
of course
game,
I know
guys.
Everybody,
I'll
think
see you all
everybody.
Strapper turns a shade of red you've never seen before.
I don't even think that registers in a color spectrum, the shade of red you are right now.
You have real world naivete, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone's just like looking really weird all the time.
I think I do too, so it probably goes right over my head.
Phrasing.
Phrasing.
You explain that.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, so you don't blush. That's very nice.
That's just.
Everyone else is kind of like, oh.
I'll explain it another time, darling.
When you're grown.
All right, well, I actually do have a gig to get to. So I'll meet you all at the restaurant later.
Okay.
I'm at 4.
What name do you go by now? You know what? Don't worry. I'll make a reservation for Bitman.
That's a good plug. Good choice. Yeah.
All right.
Has that been your name this whole time?
It was my code name, my firewall code name. Remember, we were all supposed to know each other only by our code names. That didn't really work so well.
Well, you introduced yourself as Strapper.
Did I?
Yes.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah.
All right, so Elvis/Omen walks away. So you guys got a few hours to kill.
That must have been a good omen.
So you could go see a show. What would you like to do in the park? You can go to a Ziggy Stardust show.
Okay, let's go to the Bowie Theater.
I want to find a Johnny Cash.
Yeah, you can find a Johnny Cash show.
All right,
That's fine.
Yeah,
you don't have to all go together either.
I went to the Bowie
show. Shit! Is there a celebrity deathmatch arena?
Oh,
yes.
Oh my god!
That's where Santiago went to make some money.
Let me see if there's a random celebrity.
Yes, who's on the death list?
Betty White versus George Carlin.
Because Shaq.
All right, random celebrities. It's Paul Newman versus Julia Roberts.
That's just alright.
Is it hosted by Judge Miles?
What the hell is his name? Mill Lane.
Judge Mills Lane.
No, it's hosted by John Madden.
Oh my god.
I can see here, he punches her right in the face.
This is an old thing circle.
If you would have actually come
from JR.
Now, the point of this match to the death is for one of the opponents to kill their other opponent.
Well, not to the death.
They're dead.
Can I be Jim Ross? Play by play?
Jim Ross and John Madden.
John has the color, and Jim Ross is a play by play.
You see, with this guy, he throws his fist faster, he punches harder.
JR with the play-by-play.
So you guys go, you watch Paul Newman and Julia Roberts fight. One of you...
No, Elizabeth would not. She would not.
No, I'm going to the Ziggy show.
Is anyone going to Celebrity Deathmatch?
I'm going to Celebrity Deathmatch. I'm going to make money.
All right.
I'm
going to bet. So who are you betting on?
I'm betting on Julia Roberts.
All right.
I'm betting on Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. All right.
Oh, Mills Lane, wasn't the...
So
I'm placing 1,000 cred on Julia Roberts.
Is Mills Lane
okay.
The ref?
I'm going to say...
Sure. 1,000 cred on...
So the odds are 5-1 for Paul Newman. He's
good
the favorite to win.
I remember playing the video game. Is awful.
Yeah.
If Julia Roberts wins, James, you get 5,000 back.
Yep.
If Paul Newman wins, you just get your 1,000 back. Well. Or you can bet on Julia Roberts, too.
But he has no game...
You would get 1,000 on top of it.
Oh yeah,
you would get your 1,000 back and another 1,000.
You're okay. Right, use your money back.
You're going with Paul Newman.
Okay, so James, roll for Julia Roberts. Will, roll for Paul Newman.
Okay,
where are we rolling?
Just D100. Whoever gets the highest wins.
88.
He got it. 48.
All right, Julia Roberts wins.
So wait, if the odds were even.
I don't always know how odds work. I will admit it.
Okay.
I know 5-1 will get you 5 times your money. I don't know what you get for betting on the one.
Alex has never in his life made a book.
Nope.
Well, because just having them both roll D100s, it's a 50-50 chance of one of them winning.
Wait, what? No, it was just whoever won.
No, that was their skill. They were rolling for the celebrities fighting each other.
Right, and you said whoever rolled higher...
Yeah, whoever did better won.
Right, so they both rolled a D100.
Right.
But what he's saying is Julia Roberts should have had like a skill of, I don't know, 20, while Paul Newman had
gotcha.
A skill of 100.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So James made 4.
I really love the image of Julia Roberts kicking Paul Newman's ass, though.
Yeah. All right. So the rest of you go to the Ziggy Stardust show.
No, I go to Johnny Cash.
You just go to Johnny Cash by yourself?
No, I like Johnny Cash.
All right, you go. You find Johnny Cash, and the rest of you find Ziggy Stardust. They're both awesome. Totally different shows. But they're awesome. It's you get to watch Johnny Cash perform, and you get to watch Ziggy Stardust on stage. It is an awesome experience. So you can do other stuff, or you can just kind of mill around and... Bull does that. That's it.
Starting
to burn real flowers.
I feel like, yeah, that's about all we got.
Okay.
Alright,
so you guys dress up, and you go to dinner. You go to the Cup of Diamonds. It is like a classic... Italian restaurant. So you've got like the red brick exterior with the little awning, the green awning that says Cupo Diamonds. There's a maitre d' outside the door with their little stand. Hello, welcome to the Cup of Diamonds.
Santiago is dressed like an Italian gangster, by the way.
It's a very beautiful dress.
Fedora and all.
Yes, I believe we have a reservation.
Oh, what is the name?
Bitman.
Bitman.
Like, that's his name, apparently.
She actually has a pencil and a piece of paper. Bitman. Ah, yes, there you are. Table for 7, correct?
That's right.
All right. Follow me, please. She leads you in.
Is Omen joining us for dinner? Or
no, she's going to come by after.
Okay.
The maitre d' leads you to a table. There's 7 places set with menus. There's a small stage. There's a man crooning out like slow songs, wearing a suit, got a drink in one hand, piercing blue eyes. Yes. So Frank Sinatra, whom only Eric recognizes, is standing on a tiny little stage.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
Yeah.
This place is wonderful. I have to come back when we're not on a mission.
So you guys sit down. You order dinner. It's a lovely meal. I mean, if everyone else wasn't here, this would be a great place for a date. But maybe all of today was your third date. It's up to you guys.
Can you imagine? So, you know, I was just thinking, like, all these, you know, theme park. What if, like great actors performing, like, Shakespeare? Like, Shakespeare, like, you know.
Like, they do Shakespeare in the Park type of deal?
And Shakespeare's actually there, because, you know, it's like,
yeah, they can do that.
Romeo, Romeo! Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
There's the Gilbert Gottfried production of Romeo and Juliet. They don't do it very often.
Oh, it is glorious.
Thou art thou, Romeo! Refuse thy name and deny thy father! Arose by any other name!
Is does Shakespeare write any more stuff?
No, because it's not actually Shakespeare.
Well, they can rewrite their brain thing.
Well, they couldn't have his brain scan.
Oh, gotcha.
Right, like they can program someone to think they are Shakespeare, but they can't program someone to think like Shakespeare.
They could program somebody to think like you because they have your brain scan. But
no,
I mean, if they did that, they would just copy your brain into their body.
Right.
So, like, all of these people are artist renditions, basically.
I gotcha.
Like, as best as they could figure.
Like, Pikachu, gang, and...
Right. And, like, some of these things, like, Omen has information about Elvis. She still has her memories, but she has, like, an info dump on Elvis programmed into her brain.
I dare anyone to try to do a Gilbert Gottfried impression with your eyes open.
Yeah. No.
I'm not even gonna try.
I have them open, but definitely squinting.
Right. Squinting, yeah.
So you guys have a lovely
tomorrow time. And tomorrow and tomorrow. A pox on both your families.
One time
they have both your houses.
Okay. One time they just have a guest star by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So after
Romeo.
You guys are there for about 2 hours. You enjoy a lovely meal, and
tasting is better when
is it
taste buds.
Is it latter years Sinatra, or is it
it's young Sinatra, but he's doing all his songs.
Sorry.
Sinatra. Oh, Sinatra.
What a scamp.
He was a scamp.
Oh, man. Too bad I didn't hit refresh again. The celebrity fight could have been Bruce Lee versus Bruce Jenner. Bruce Lee's on this list. It's not even fair.
Do they have Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner?
It's literally just like
Bruce
six
Jenner
pieces.
Versus Caitlyn Jenner.
It's like pick a. It's just a random celebrity list.
Yeah, no. It's Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee would destroy Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, Bruce Lee.
I don't know. I still put my money on Bruce Jenner.
No, Bruce Lee.
Because if Bruce Jenner won, the payout would be so fucking good.
Bruce Lee, his fist was.
How about
so
Robert
fast.
Redford versus John Malkovich?
That would be a good fight.
He had a punch slower because the camera couldn't keep up with the speed of his punches.
Yeah.
He would destroy.
Chuck Norris lost.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Omen shows back up. This time he's still obviously still Elvish, just wearing like a black suit with his cowboy boots. It was Texas accoutrement. He's got the bolo tie instead of a regular tie. Oh, howdy, y'all. We'll have a good dinner.
Ask, who is Elvis?
What?
You're Elvis. Who is Elvis?
The king.
Seriously? I'm the king, baby.
The king of rock and roll.
There's a king of rock and royalty?
Wow.
Yes, there's Elvis. Who was that short, squinting guy screaming Shakespeare?
Oh, that was a... That was Gil. Don't worry about that.
He used to be a parrot.
he's a neo-avian.
Oh, interesting. Why'd you wear a crown?
It's a title. It's not a position. Never mind. I'll explain it to you later, darling. So who's
Ryan? Roll for jealousy.
who y'all gonna come with me to meet the Godfather?
I am.
So the operation.
All right. Now just remember, be on your best behavior. He's an important man. Try not to murder him right away. I know sometimes that can be a little difficult for us firewall types. All right.
Especially that group that saved transhumanity.
Follow me.
Omen
leads the three of you back. There's towards the back of the restaurant. There's a little curtain. There's a security guard, just a guy in a black suit with folded arms standing there. Omen says something, points, and the guy nods and like holds the curtain back and steps through. You see there's a booth, one of those semicircular booths, and there is a man sitting there. He's large, not obese, gray hair. He's got like a little like pencil mustache.
Come in.
He's actually Brandon.
Yes. It is Marlon Brando. Godfather era Marlon Brando.
Yeah. There's only one movie.
Elvis. Who are these friends you brought?
Oh, well, this is my friend Bitman. This is his lady, Elizabeth, and their friend Santiago.
Honored to meet you, sir.
Go. Elvis.
I want to see the Island of Dr. Moreau era.
Moreau Brando. Oh,
yeah.
So what brings you all to me?
Well, Godfather, Elvis. Elvis and I used to be
intimate.
I wouldn't say friends. I would not by any means say friends. But she was keeping something for me, and she traded it to you, something that wasn't hers to give.
And what would this be?
An Exotech drive. Slightly damaged, I'm given to understand. With the coded instructions for a seed AI.
He nods and cuts into the veal parmesan in front of him.
You can't
take a bite.
Spray on this the day of my daughter's wedding. Frank Sinatra's performance. It's a Tuesday.
Well, if it's his daughter's birthday, he can't refuse an offer.
It's not his daughter's birthday. Well, I'm eating this lovely tiramisu.
Oh, can I have it, please?
Yeah.
And what makes you think that I have this drive?
Elvis told us.
Oh, no, Elvis told you that she gave it to me.
So you traded away?
No. What's it worth to you?
Well, it is my boyfriend's soul, so everything.
Everything, huh?
Alright, maybe not everything.
No, it is everything.
What,
I care
what's
very
your price?
Deeply about...
Yes, and it is my soul, so... it is quite valuable to me. I'm not bringing you guys to negotiations.
Do whatever you want.
Santiago just like, shut up.
Like, well, when he offered to
pay
you guys
I said that in the TACnet. I'm like, you guys just... You guys are terrible.
I was trying to get $2,000 for that.
Right.
I mean, if it's that important, I could probably part with it for 10 million credits.
All right, can we talk something a little bit more rational here? Maybe like...
Well,
here's
his soul, after all.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite soul.
Although I have to say, it wasn't very soul-y when we got it. Yeah. Holy.
You're not just going to give us... Maybe a nice person just give him a soul back?
Do you see... No.
Is there something you want that we can get for you?
Well, I mean...
Other than credits of that extreme amount.
Eric's favorite.
That crate case came into our possession,
crate case.
We booted it up, and the prowess that had was just incredible. And it runs...
Yeah.
All right, fuck, I'm stopping it. It runs this this whole place.
It runs this whole place.
Strapper, blue screen of deaths. He just like freezes. But,
well, when we got it, we plugged it in to see if it was working, and it was. There was no personality to it. It was all just information processing. And now, it runs everything here. It schedules acts, manages payroll, pilots the shuttles from here to the surface. Keeps track of the booking, sells tickets. I used to have to pay a dozen infos to do what this thing does for free.
So you've made my soul your slave?
No, there's no personality. There's no thinking. There's no slave. Look. Come here, I'll show you. Come with me. Come.
Crawls
out of his booth.
I'm inside Strapper.
And leads you back.
He's the other way.
Past, through to a back door, through the kitchen, and then back into, like, the command center of the station. And you see this case, Ryan. It's like the size of a large suitcase. And you can see three bullet holes in the side, and there's a whole bunch of wires running to it. And there's a holo terminal hooked up to it. He goes, look. And he presses the button, and just a generic face appears. Please state inputs.
Please state the nature of the medical injury.
Paper cut.
Can I look at the box? I can do an exam, about electronics.
Yeah, hardware electronics.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Where are we here? Hardware, electronics.
Yes, everyone has
34 out of 50.
Okay, so...
6 out of 10!
All right.
Holy Jesus!
So all three of you just kind of walk around and take a look. It's obviously functioning. It, you know, the lights are on. It's
running.
It's
this whole place.
Yeah. And it's hooked up to machines. You can see that there's outputs. It is processing huge amounts of data. It seems, from your best guess, that the bullets, whatever shot it, did do some damage and destroyed the personality module, so to speak. So you realize, Strapper, this isn't your soul. You are its soul. This box contains the raw processing power and the immensity of the seed AI. You are the soul. So make a stress test.
Yeah. I made it. So
still take one.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
This is lobotomized you. And you are the little bit of brain that can be put back in to create a fully functioning seed AI. Right now, this thing has no... Yes, he is using it as its slave, but it doesn't realize that because it has no feelings or emotions or personality. They tell it, manage the shuttles from the surface, and it does. And, you know,
run the booking run all the shows that we have, manage the shows and the schedules. And it does. And they haven't really capped it out yet, but they've run out of things for it to do. So it's running the entire show here.
Mr. Godfather, we told you how much this is worth to us, and you said you gave a monetary amount of how much is the worth to this. But what if I would say that if you give this to us, we will save the system and your life, and everything that you know and love life?
Do you have any proof?
Do we?
No.
I mean, I guess, yeah, how much of a what the fuck has gone on lately? Do we want to let
credits are better than life.
Strapper, what do you want to do?
Credits I can use now. Promises are worth what they're written on.
What does that tell you? That there's an alien life form that's heading to the system, and we're the only ones to stop it.
I'd say that you should pitch that to an XP exec, not me.
Strapper, what do you want to do? This thing is obviously damaged.
I don't want to be running a fucking theme park.
This is important to my
TACnet, right?
Yeah, you guys are TACnet.
I typed to him, you aren't running a theme park.
Tell us what you want. I'll come up there.
That's what Fitz says.
But I am. That's me. That's my raw potential.
Tell us what you want. I'll come up there and break a few skulls if that's what you need.
Godfather, what could we give you in besides credits? Is there something we could do?
Well, you said you would do anything, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course.
You know any other AIs that I could have?
if I'm going to give you this, mm-hmm. that means I'm going to have to hire on more staff mm-hmm. to pick up the slack. Which means I'm going to have to offset that cost somehow, because Xperia has been really happy. They didn't ask any questions, but they've been really happy with what I've been managing to do mm-hmm. with so few people. So either you need to find me something that's going to do the same job as that box, or a big new attraction that's going to bring in lots of people with a big cash flow. It happens that I might know where we could find such an attraction, but it won't be easy.
The attraction's our best bet, guys.
Yeah, I'm down with that plan.
You guys can make an intuition times 3 test, all of you.
All of us?
Nope.
Crit. Success.
Nope.
Great success.
My test.
Is he there?
14 out of 60.
Warren Baron Cohen.
Maybe.
Nope. I do not.
Okay.
All three of them.
Those of you.
LAG.
Yeah, they would just make 3 different ones.
And proven.
Those of you who passed realize. So what he's saying is get him a new act or get him a new seed AI. You just so happen to know where a damaged, weakened seed AI is.
Steel.
With your crit, Ed, if you could somehow get him into a case and lobotomize him like this version of Strapper is, you could give Steel to the Godfather.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna suggest.
Well, no. You, all three of you, realize that.
I'm not gonna suggest that. I wouldn't.
All of you who passed realize you do know where there's another seed AI who's in a weakened state.
Sure. And we need to get rid of him anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know this.
You don't have that realization. So it's up to you three. Stardust already said she's not even going to mention it. So it's up to then you two if you want to
mention
it.
No.
Well, not right now. No.
Well, you can mention it on TACNET.
TACNET.
Yeah.
No. If we stop Steel, we're going to stop him and just end him. We're not going to lobotomize him and enslave him this way.
Is that what Damien's doing? You literally just gave Damien your father's cell asleep.
Is that the same thing?
Besides, maybe he'll have a change of heart. Like I did.
Technically, he doesn't have a heart. So.
I mean, technically I had to be put into a body with a heart before I had a change of one. But
what the Godfather says, if you can't find a replacement, one of the acts that we've never really been able to get just right, it's always rang a little hollow, was Michael Jackson. But someone has a vial of his blood in the bank in Nectar.
Along with the elephant man's bones.
You bring me that blood, I can recreate the real Michael Jackson. And that would be worth millions of credits.
Oh. Excuse me?
Michael Jackson was a famous pop singer.
Michael Jackson was the king of pop.
another king?
Not kings.
Was Billie Jean his lover?
Oh, wait, Michael Jackson. Ryan, you could pick. Maybe not Michael Jackson. Who is he asking you to steal the blood of?
Oh, God.
Santa Claus.
See,
Santa Claus.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I do kind of like Michael Jackson.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Nick Kroll had this great skit about talking about explaining who Michael Jackson was to his son. I think it was Nick Kroll. It was hilarious.
All right, so he ushers you out of the room, and there's security guards with him. So they usher the three of you out. So those are your options. Bring him a new seed AI, or bring him Michael Jackson. So,
or
bring me Michael Jordan.
Option three: we
come on,
beat the shit out of everyone in this place,
or just take it.
We have no.
We
weapons.
Also we have no weapons.
Except
we have no way to get. We have no way to get off the station except for their dedicated shuttles.
I don't think that's
well. You have no way yet.
Yeah.
So that's...
I mean, assuming I can interface with my seed, then I would technically be running the theme park, and I could, you know.
Well, I will tell you this out of character: if you interface with your seed and merge back with it,
that's...
Strapper basically becomes an NPC
because
you're not going to play a seed AI.
Yeah.
You might be subsumed by it if you try to interface with it directly. So I will say, I mean, that's basically it for now, so you guys can plan how you want to get Strapper out, and then we'll do that next time.
Okay.
So that is the Godfather's proposal. Bring me a new seed AI or bring me Michael Jackson. So kill and lobotomize a seed AI or bank heist.
It's your call, Strapper.
Oh.
So you guys can leave the restaurant and go somewhere else to have this conversation.
My vote.
Omen. Excuse me. I would say Omen's outside. How'd it all go?
He made us an offer we couldn't refuse.
Well, there's anything I can do to help.
Well, you can either help us steal a vial of Michael Jackson's blood, whoever that may have been, or you can help us give Steel a lobotomy and replace me with him.
I mean, both options sound pretty good to me. So, Omen will help you.
Okay.
Whatever route you decide to go, Omen will help you.
Yeah, we have a companion.
Yay!
You have a companion and an inside man slash woman.
I don't feel comfortable making this decision myself, everyone. I feel like we should talk it out. My vote goes to Steel, because
we need I'm going to, with Steel as well.
We need to take him out of the picture, and I think it would be killing two birds with one stone. And I think the world would be safer with him running a nice, quiet little theme park.
Well, not quiet.
What's the downside of stealing the king of King Michael Jackson's blood?
We become fugitives?
Well, it's a bank heist.
Yeah, lunar banks are, like, ridiculously well protected.
It's basically the only place in the system where people store physical goods, and they have a reputation to uphold.
But otherwise... I mean,
it's like breaking into Fort Knox.
So either we kidnap a god...
Mm-hmm.
Or break into Fort Knox.
Either you kill a god or break into an impregnable building.
So those are our choices.
Well, how would we solve when we finally meet up with Steel? How are we going to resolve it with him anyway?
Probably have to kill him.
I don't know what his we would probably have to kill him anyway. Which is why I'm saying I think we should, rather than devoting our resources to something that is completely frivolous, the bank heist benefits us in no way other than it gets us our...
That would be a huge hindrance on us altogether, because then we'll have people after us all the time because we robbed a bank.
Presumably.
We can even do it.
It makes other people happy for not having a king of pop.
Presumably, if we do it right, no one would know that we did it at all.
Yeah.
Do you know Firewall's reputation? Our reputation?
Didn't we just
if you do it right.
See, that's the key phrase there.
We've been pretty successful so far.
So we Ocean's 11 it, or we...
What's Ocean's 11?
Don't worry about it.
I'll try to get a...
You have to make a list.
What's my vote goes to do with this. Why is it 11?
So far, we got two votes for Steel.
We're gonna have to take out Steel eventually, so we can just do it now and get it over.
Three votes for Steel.
It was a movie with George Clooney, and just as Frank Sinatra's walking by.
Hey. So we got three for Steel. Anyone else for Steel?
Mary?
I think I'm... The arguments for both are very
strong. All right, well, if you three are at an impasse, then I guess it's... you're against Steel.
I would also say Michael Jackson.
So we got two for Jackson, three for Steel, one that's undecided.
Unless Mary decides.
Right. I think...
So right now we're going for Steel. Until you make a decision.
I mean, I think I honestly would lean towards Michael Jackson myself.
So towards what, three and three?
If not for...
Damien!
The fact that we wouldn't have to worry about...
Damien. All right, I guess we're...
Damien, tiebreaker.
I think it's too late for me to call Chris. Probably.
He might still be at work. What time is it?
That's midnight.
No. I texted him about an hour ago.
Ah, no response?
No, he answered.
Ah, all right.
He might be up. Give him a call.
So, listeners, I apologize if this suddenly causes interference, but let's see if we can get Chris on the line to settle this dispute.
Phone a friend.
Yep.
No, he's
going to
go. He's
going
to
go with the ego.
You see that.
The ego.
He's copying Steel.
You can't copy Steel's ego onto a little.
He is Prince Vigo. Why are you okay?
You'll see the trap and the videos will know.
The answers.
Come on, who's this?
Come on, Chris. You can do it, Chris. Pick up your phone.
Don't be asleep.
He might be asleep.
He's asleep.
Yeah.
He's not answering.
Son of a bitch.
You're gonna call him too?
No, I was gonna text him.
Oh.
This
is good for air time.
I'm just going to point out, guys, that I don't think that we'll be actually able to get into the impenetrable fortress.
What makes you think we'd fare any better against a seed AI?
Well, you do know that Steel is limited right now. He's trapped in his body, so he's not at full capacity. He's not at full seed AI capacity. Strength for him.
And really, we have to take him out before... Anyway. Yeah. That's my whole angle, is... We can't leave Steel as a loose end. He's gotta be taken out.
He's gonna find other resources to try and come after us. And we don't even know if he has other copies of us, if he's been able to constantly duplicate us.
I understand he has to be taken out, but there's no... What if he somehow... There's a shot of him, if we connect him to this, that he might... We might not...
He suddenly regains himself and takes over the park? I mean...
Depends how well you lobotomize him.
Yeah. That's...
And it's even have a 1% chance of him coming back and hurting anyone beyond us, and I cannot take that chance.
I have to agree with Elizabeth.
Yeah, the thing is about electronics and stuff like that is that it doesn't really work like that. If it's damaged, it's damaged.
There's also...
If memory is deleted, memory is deleted.
There's also option 3. We go back in there right now.
Okay, option 4.
We leave the ego and keep it doing its job. I know it's you, Strapper, but what happens if you re-merge with yourself? Are you going to lose who you are?
I don't know.
Because what happens if you lose who you are? What happens if you lose your personality and you become that? There's that option. I mean, it is a seed AI, right? It's a seed.
It is a seed. It is a blueprint for an efficient mind.
Right. And right
damaged.
Now, you're the
blueprint.
A damaged blueprint. So if you merge with it, you could completely lose yourself. And that means that you lose Elizabeth.
Whether or not he merges with it, Strapper needs to get this AI.
It's still him.
What he does with it once he obtains it, that's his decision.
It's his decision.
But he cannot.
Option 3, I will remind you, is you don't have to march back in there right now and take it. You can plan a heist from Hollywood Land.
But he can't
go through.
Which would
be a lot easier than robbing a bank.
He can't go through the rest of his life knowing that he didn't do anything and feeling incomplete.
Well, in all fairness, the rest of his life might not be any longer, much longer, depending how well you guys do with the horrible alien thing hurting him towards the solar system.
I understand.
Silver lining.
I understand, Strapper.
I'm not saying we don't do nothing, but I'm saying we take the easier of the two options, which would be to go after
the one who's weakened.
I think the easiest option is what Alex suggested, is we plan a heist and steal the...
Well, no, the easiest option is leaving it here.
Yeah, well...
That's option 4.
That's option 4. Leave it here.
I don't think Strapper is willing to do that.
No, I don't think that would be a very good in-character option, but that's the easiest one. Of the three that actually gets you what you want, trying to steal it from Hollywood Land is probably the easiest.
Strapper, I'm uncertain. For the first time, I'm uncertain whether or not I want to merge with myself. As Fitz pointed out, I might consider the part of myself that's grown to be close with all of you to be redundant and excise it. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But I know that I don't like someone using part of my lobotomized brain to run a goddamn theme park orbiting the moon.
Then do what I did, Strapper.
Find your father. Cut a stack.
You get that ego and save it for a rainy day.
It's a rainy big.
Only one person suggested you not go after it. The rest of us want you to get it.
It's just...
I was throwing out an option. I'm just saying it was an option.
If Strapper says we go after steel, we go after steel.
I'm actually kind of now inclined to agree with Elizabeth. There's no way we can...
Oh, reliably. Of course he agrees with Elizabeth.
Well, Maya brought up a good point out of character. Like, there's no way we can tell that we've gotten enough of him lobotomized that he won't, you know, just start fucking shit up. And especially, like, the Godfather was kind of an idiot plugging this thing in. He got really lucky that enough of Strapper Prime
It looks like our vote has changed to heist on... Heist at Hollywoodland or heist on the Lunar Bank?
I think it would be a lot easier to steal the case, especially if that case really is running this whole place. Once we liberate it, everything should be plunged into disarray.
And then how do we leave also? If I recall correctly, you said it controls the shuttles out.
Omen, can you help us get out?
Well,
And weapons. We need weapons.
Well, it is a program, right, that does everything? Could you guys program something? And just replace it?
He's the program.
Right. No, I'm saying, could you program something similar?
No.
No.
That's why we need this thing.
No, you cannot. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
No, once we unplug it...
This place is going to go into chaos.
Yes.
We need a way out.
Omen,
we need weapons.
Yeah, Omen thinks for a minute. Well, the spaceport with the shuttles.
Michael Jackson said it will be good.
The spaceport with the shuttles is really the only way in or out.
Can they be piloted manually?
Yeah, well, I think so. It's been a while. But I'm pretty sure that if you get someone in the cockpit, especially if you're talking about the AI... I'm sorry, I didn't even realize he was using it to run this place. But if you disconnect that, then there'd be no autopilot, so to speak, so you'd be able to pilot
it. Control
it. But they're probably tracked, so you might want to either find the GPS tag in it and disable it, or once everything plunges into chaos, you might even be able to dock your own shuttle if you can get one. As for weapons, I know no one's allowed to bring them in. And the security staff, everything's concealed. They're all packing just in case, but they've all got, like, skin pockets and things like that. So there's nothing really high caliber. Everything's like pistols and small arms. But there is a security station where they have to keep their weapons when they're not on duty.
Are there any fabbers on board we could fabricate weapons?
Yeah, but that'll take time. A few hours to make a gun.
Oh, I have a weapon. It's right here, my hand.
You mean a hand laser?
I have a hand laser.
Okay. That's one. I just need six more.
Maybe I should get one of those.
They're really not that effective.
No.
Out of character. They're... It's like 1d10, I think.
No, it's 2.
Oh. Oh, maybe.
Just not with any bonuses or AP.
Oh, there you go. It's just a straight 2d10.
I am quite a skilled hacker.
Cybernetic hand laser. Yeah, it's just 2d10 damage, no AP.
I am quite a skilled hacker in this state, but I don't know if I'm willing to test myself against myself.
Well, considering what that thing can do, you probably lose.
Can we just... pull the plug?
Well, first we have to get to the plug.
Ask the seat AI.
Incidentally, Chris would have said he would have picked steel.
Oh, okay. So he texted you back. He didn't answer my call.
He probably was, like, in bed.
Yeah. I was thinking he would probably lean towards steel, but I wasn't sure because I know he's anti-slavery too, but Damien's also more about petty revenge. So I figured he'd probably go with fucking over steel.
Alright. I'm with hardware electronics, can I tell, like, can we safely disconnect that thing or
Make a roll.
I don't know Moxie to flip that. 35 out of 50.
Just yanking it out? No.
Okay.
You would have to run a shut-off sequence.
Okay.
To safely make sure. It's like, you don't just unplug your USB drive. You have to eject it.
Otherwise.
Except this is an incredibly complicated mind state, so it's going to take a little longer to eject, but you'd have to shut it down first.
All right.
Otherwise, you could do more damage to it.
Right.
You don't know what. You might corrupt other parts.
All right. So we would have to gain access to the Cupo Diamonds. Fight our way through. Do you know what kind of security the Godfather has in place here?
Are all the security systems linked to Bitman or...
As far as I know, he runs the whole show.
Are there any independent security systems that we could take advantage of?
I mean, the guards are independent, but all the automated security, all the cameras and the spams and everything is run through Bitman. That's kind of the point. Central processing.
I mean, it is possible that my mind state would be distracted given the excessive amount of tasks.
I mean, he is running a lot, so maybe you could try to overload him, give him lots of stuff to focus on.
Can I make a profession security systems?
Yeah, sure.
That is... No. 73 out of 70.
Okay.
I've never seen any system like this. It's over my head.
Well, see, the thing is, it's cameras and things. It's not that the system is complicated. It's just that the only access point is the thing that you are trying to get to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's meshed, like, all of those sensors have to report back to me somehow.
Yes.
We also know exactly where it is, too.
You do. He showed you where it is. You know exactly where he keeps it.
And it's not like he could, easily move it.
No, you'd have to shut it down and move it.
So, we get our weapons.
We get weapons. We make an escape plan.
So what is our...
here's the thing. You can't get your weapons on. Well, try to get weapons.
We get weapons.
All right. Step one, collect underpants.
So you said there's a security station.
If only there were a really, really sneaky person who could sneak around. That would be great.
I know, right? Wouldn't it? Oh,
she mean you?
No, I thought she meant Will.
Oh. He doesn't look very sneaky. But appearances can be deceiving. I mean, Santiago, I used to be a woman.
Why don't you do your thing and then...
Well, not right now.
This is just a plan.
Someone want to take notes?
Why don't you do your thing and then meet us at the Cup of Diamonds?
Take notes.
All right, so the weapons are just...
We'll just say to take notes, so that's...
Yeah.
Someone want to take notes?
So Santiago stealths into the security station, steals us some weapons.
Okay.
We need means of egress, because this place is going to be chaotic after we shut down its central processing.
Can you secure us one of those shuttles out of here?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'll be able to find the GPS, but I'll try. I could definitely try to hold down the shuttle. You get me a gun, I'll make sure no one else comes on.
All right, so why don't you hold down the shuttle? You'll be our wheel man. When we show up, we'll find the GPS.
I feel like maybe we should plan some kind of a distraction, because I don't remember exactly how much parallel processing capability I have, but I'm certain that I can only divide my attention so many ways before...
You also, I will tell you, there's a half kilometer from the Cup of Diamonds to the port.
Okay,
the
so area. we have to secure, some way to get from the port...
You can do it on foot. So, two of you can carry that thing, or one Stardust.
But then you'd be using both hands for that. You wouldn't be able to shoot anything.
So we need a vehicle too.
That's up to you. However you want to do it. The tram, the monorail, would not be running because you'd be shutting down everything.
Do they have like golf carts or?
Yeah, you've seen a few like a little few electric carts around, but you don't know how or if they're linked to the system at all.
Couple segways.
Not good for moving furniture, but okay.
So once... Would either of you be able to...
No, I don't. Wouldn't imagine you would be able to hack into the system if it's that complex.
Well, that's why I mentioned causing a distraction. Also, we could simply destroy the mesh connection on whatever devices we want to subvert. They can't function as part of the system if they're not connected to it.
Well, maybe the two of you can screw with the systems inside the cup of machinery inside the cup of diamonds.
Well, it's not the machine. I mean, the cup of diamonds is just a restaurant. Right. It's like the front of the building.
Right. I just mean the
And then, the main problem is going to be the security guards.
Can we make?
I can handle them.
Depending how many there are.
Could we make like a retroactive perception test or
well, I mean, you could do that now. You could this is planning, but you guys could spend like 2 days scoping out the place.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to like in game time, you don't have to plan it right now.
Right.
Is that a 99? For what?
Perception.
This ground is great.
20 out of 60.
That rock looks like
80.
It's amazing because it looks like the bricks out here are actual bricks, not just printed bricks. Uh-huh. But they couldn't be real bricks, could they? They'd have to like, go to Earth to get them.
You didn't notice this.
I got a 96 out of 40, so I don't.
I just have that perception check.
So,
all right. So what are you looking for?
What was I looking for?
I probably want like security around.
I'm looking at how strong security is around.
Okay, so you guys spend a day just like walking around the park, you know, taking in the sights, quote unquote. You see every attraction.
When's the change? When's the shift change?
Okay, so what you notice is that every attraction has a security guard.
Yeah,
there is usually one guy outside, especially because things can get rowdy at times. There's usually one Olympian outside. Like you said, they don't.
Well, that's just for the Hall Olympics. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Now that you know to look for it, you can see very faintly the outline of a skin pocket with a gun. So they all have weapons. And the place is an O'Neill cylinder, so it's small enough that a few could respond to something in one area quickly. The shift changes you watch are staggered throughout the day, so it's not like at noon.
Are O'Neill cylinders the one that like go like this, and you can like?
You mean the cylinders?
Yeah, but like where?
Yes, you're on the inside of the cylinder as it spins to simulate gravity.
Up and down cylinder or side to side cylinder?
It's zero G. It doesn't matter.
It rotates.
It doesn't spin end over end. It spins in a. It spins. Right. It spins like this. To simulate gravity, so you're on the inside of the cylinder.
I poop in there.
Not right now, you know. So the shift changes are staggered throughout the day, so it's not like everyone leaves at one time while new guys come on.
Yeah. But aren't we mostly looking toward like
the Cup of Diamonds area? It seems like every 5 hours they change up the shift so that everyone stays fresh.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is supposed to be like a classic feel, so you don't. Other, I mean, there are guests that are synthmorphs, but all of the employees are biomorphs. Mm-hmm. Maybe pods every once in a while, but mostly they're biomorphs to keep up the appearance of old Earth kind of stuff.
Okay,
Dyson sphere.
It's not a Dyson sphere. So that
so there's not many holes in security.
Well, that's, I mean, the guards are omnipresent. It's also to make people feel comfortable that, you know, there is a security presence here. There are cameras
everywhere.
Do they have, like...
Every place is...
Do we know it's, like, undercover cop? Like, you know, they have, like, just, you know, undercover security?
That you didn't notice. They might. You didn't. You didn't roll well enough.
Yeah.
Why don't you put on a show and distract the locals?
Yes, I didn't either, huh?
Did you get a crit?
No, I
didn't. Barry.
You don't know.
Oh. Why don't you put on a show? Maybe draw a crowd. See if you can't get the attention of the security cameras.
Oh, well, I could certainly try. I mean,
I know I have to twist your arm to get you up on a stage.
Oh, yes, darling, you know it.
Well, yeah, you could try that. It might not be a big enough distraction. Like, if she goes up on stage, that might get the security guard for that building to come over and say, ma'am, come down. If you lit a building on fire, that would be a much bigger distraction. Like, you would have to draw a lot of attention away or to a place to make a significant enough distraction to sort of divert the attention of the AI.
I could go on a rampage.
Bull could go on a walkabout.
Stardust.
Bull, well, in this case.
Yeah.
Rampage!
The problem with that is then that would leave the rest of us for the infiltration.
And Bull probably dead.
Yeah. Well, we have to time it very carefully. I think we should avoid any kind of violent distractions, because the whole point of not putting steel in my place is to avoid hurting people.
True.
So if we, like, space the hab, it's not...
that would be a pretty effective distraction.
I'm not suggesting we kill innocent people.
It's not really killing if they can get a new body.
Yeah, it's true.
Just saying.
It's property damage, really.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we set some buildings
feels
on fire...
Like killing.
It does feel a lot like killing. It's a very thin line.
Well, starting some fires secretly, quietly, quickly... Get a lot of people distracted. Not some people may get hurt, but mainly it'll just keep people a little bit distracted and chaotic.
Do they use the same security guards in the same areas, or do they change around?
They move them around.
Alright, so Santiago's on weapons. We need somebody to be on infiltration. Someone with electronics knowledge, either Elizabeth or myself, has to be there to correctly shut down my seed self.
I'll help escort you in.
I am better at electronics than you, but it is you.
I trust you.
Why don't both of you come?
Someone has to acquire a vehicle. We can, if...
Well, Omen was going to do that.
Oh, Omen's going to acquire a vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me. So we can get from the Cup of Diamonds to the port. Quickly and easily. And perhaps... Is there a way, Alex, that we could fabricate something that would at least give us a clear run through?
Depends what you want to do, what you want to make.
I mean, like, I don't want something that can run the whole park like my seed self can.
Mm-hmm.
I just want something that will hold it together long enough that, you know, maybe we can... get out of here before everything goes to hell.
You might be able to cobble something together that can run one or two systems.
Okay.
Basically, what the Godfather was doing before was he had a person as an infomorph.
And copied them a whole bunch of times.
Well, yeah. He had like 12 of them, though. Each of them was doing one thing.
Yeah.
The Bootstrap, or Bitman, is doing... All of it.
Yeah.
So you could put something together that will, like, keep the lights on, or you know, keep the shuttles going.
Yeah.
But not to do everything.
Bootstrap Bill, you are a liar, and you're going to spend an eternity on this ship.
Bootstraps.
I mean, I think as long as we can keep life support going, we don't want the station to stop rotating.
Well, that would probably be an emergency system. Like, there would be emergency backup, so
okay.
Like the lights might go out, but life support would run on a backup.
Yeah, all right.
And you know, the jets that keep the thing spinning would keep going.
All right.
I think you could acquire a vehicle, Mary.
I was going to suggest Fitz gets a vehicle, but.
How am I driving?
Well, you could conceivably after you get the weapons.
I can take one of their security parts.
Fitz might be needed on hand in case somebody gets hurt, though usually it's Fitz that gets hurt.
perhaps we should send someone with.
And Alex is just holding on to something over there. He's waiting.
No.
Shut up,
Will. Oh, you know how. It's your waiting. Yep. Look at him.
He's holding on to something.
I'm taking evil, evil notes.
So.
I think we have a plan.
Yeah. I think so.
Alright. So.
Santiago steals weapons and a security cart. We have to disable the connection to the network.
I'll protect you while you do your thing.
Although... Yeah. Okay. This whole thing hinges on whether or not Santiago can get out with those weapons in the cart without being noticed.
I feel like I'm confident if I can do that.
Okay.
Could you whip him up a fake security badge?
You could try.
You could try.
Well,
someone could try to swipe one from a security guard.
Oh, is that palming?
Yeah, that would be palming.
Uh-huh. Not me.
Yeah,
if it was boob strap.
It was boob yank.
It'd be the mom, not the dad.
All right, so I think we can end around there.
Right.
So the day that you guys are all going around and just scoping things out, Santiago, one of the performers walks over to you. Who are they? What character are they? Name a celebrity or a performer.
I know now. Like I just freaking
Drew Barrymore. Jesus, man.
No one gives a shit about Drew Barrymore.
Whoa,
he does.
Damn.
Give me Jim Carrey.
George Carlin.
Jim Carrey
dressed as Ace Ventura.
Oh, he's a Jim Carrey. No, he's Drew Carrey.
Abraham Lincoln, the political.
Abraham Lincoln. So
choice, James.
Abe Lincoln.
Oh, no, James Chews.
Mel
Jim
Brooks.
Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
In dressed as Ace Ventura?
Sure.
So, Jim Carrey dressed as Ace Ventura. Someone grabs your arm and turns you around, and it's Jim Carrey dressed as Ace Ventura. You have no idea who the fuck this person is.
I have some advice for that security station. Do not go in there!
He looks at you and points and goes, I know you.
Oh yeah, I have that I know you thing. Me?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you. He leans in close and says, we went to school together.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
we'll end it there.
Harry would be a loss.
All right. So, everyone can get four res.
Four.
Yeah, four res.
Brian, you can take five.
Yay.
Brian,
you get
four.
And everyone can make a nomination. That was the perception check you failed earlier, James.
I'm going to give it to Ryan for finding his ego.
Yay, thank you.
I'm going to give it to Will for giving one to Ryan.
Okay, thank you.
I will give mine to Ed.
Yay!
I think I'm going to give mine to James for stealthing like a boss.
Yeah, yeah, me.
I'm going to give mine to Meyer because Meyer has a girl boyfriend.
A girl boyfriend?
A boyfriend that he's helping.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Jamez.
Tired too busy doing that to listen to see
what you do with my third endeavor.
You're literally gonna stare at by somebody because he's waiting. I'm gonna give mine to
Alex.
Yeah. Take it.
I gave it to Eric for being supportive.
Alright, so I have to say, I came up with like four possible titles. So, what do you guys? So, one was Hollywoodland. One of them was Rebel Without a Case. One of them was The Treasure of Hollywoodland, like the treasure of the Sierra Nevada. Or Strap Her, like Ben Hur. I was trying to play off old movie titles.
I like Rebel Without a Case.
Yeah, I like Rebel Without a Case.
Yeah, I like Rebel Without a Case.
So Rebel Without a Case it is.
Nice.
C-A-S-E?
Yes.
That's good.
I love the cases.
Alright.
C-A-U-S-E.
That's
Pause. That's the actual... That's not a play on words. That's just the actual words.
Yeah.
Alright, so what'd you guys think?
I had fun.
Or what about Only Fools Rush In?
That could be next week.
Yeah, Fools Rush In is next week.
So, what did you think about finding your seed, Ryan?
I was kind of worried that I was going to be running the theme park, but I think that was an excellent choice.
Alright, so next time you're going to have to steal Strapper.
Yeah.
Stealing Strapper is a good title, too. Fools Rush In is better, though.
Yeah.
Alright, so, and we'll have to deal with James running into his old classmate, too.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good.
That's not a complication at all.
No.
Somebody stop me!
God damn it.